Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. This offer is not valid to Puerto Rico residents.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Strong takes and the biggest guests. Join JT the Brick weekdays at noon on Raider Nation Radio.
This is JT for Grimaldi's Pizzeria, coal-fired brick oven pizza, a must-have for anyone craving great pizza. Locations at Boca Park, the Palazzo, South Rainbow, and Green Valley. Learn more at GrimaldiSPizzeria.com.
Now, if you get injured in a car accident, it's scary, it's stressful. Driving on the strip, the 215, the 95, there's more cones everywhere. Drop a canna, what they're doing there, oh my God, what a construction site. I got the DiCastaVerde Law Group for you. Alex and Orlando DiCastaVerde, they run a family law group dating back to their dad who was super successful. If you need someone that can help you, sit down with the DiCastaVerde Law Group, 702-222-9999. 702-222-9999. Alex DiCastaVerde, he's the type of guy you want fighting for you.
Never miss another show again. Find every podcast and listen live 24/7 at LVSportsNetwork.com. We are Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app at MGM Sports. BetMGM has all of your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. You know, Danny, I knew I should have played that team total over 5. It's always easier to say in retrospect. Come on! Red Sox were up 1-0. Now, Cookie Carrasco has been knocked out of the game for the Mets. 3-0 Sox. Carrasco just didn't have it tonight, DB. Now, one of those rare times where you could see it in the first. Finally taken out with one out in the third, and the bases are still loaded. So, I know you wanted to get back at me because you felt like I jinxed you on your Seattle your Seattle Toronto over loss earlier. I maintain autonomy of no wrongdoing. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. We'll talk more baseball in a little bit. But right now, Red Sox. This could become a laugher very, very soon. Red Sox minus 1450 alive. 12.5 is now your live run total with these two runs already being scored and the bases juiced in the third. But let's keep on the college football conversation. So you and I, we brought up Alabama last segment, part of the group of top win total teams in college football. Colby Dant from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network joins us right now from California. And Colby, I'm curious your take now on this Alabama team, where, like, if you look at some of the menus, it's fascinating to me on, like, the head-to-head win total markets. It's not Alabama and Georgia that are being brought up side by side. It's Alabama and teams like Tennessee, which is sort of crazy when you consider where the Vols are at, expected to take a step back. Where do you find yourself standing on this Bama team as we roll into the start of the year?
There's a lot of I can't recall a time where they had this many question marks. And then when you look around at the other teams in the division, that's really, I think, why you're finding them aligned with Tennessee there, is the fact that Tennessee's in the SEC East. But and then the non-con. Tennessee gets Virginia, who might be the worst Power Five, whereas as Alabama has the Texas Longhorns, so that's a big difference maker there. But overall, with Alabama, Nick Saban, call me crazy. I know he's got one of the best coaches ever from a record standpoint, but he's been a little vocal, been a little whiny, and I think with great reason. When you look into, what Alabama is, they're still going to be a very good football team, but there's a lot of question marks. I know people say, well, they lost both their games on the final two plays of the game last year. So, but they also won two more games on the final play of the game. So, kind of a wash when you look at it like that. And the quarterback situation is a big red flag to me. I know he's going to try to emphasize running the ball more, which, I think makes a lot of sense. I think Alabama, when they went with Kiffin and Sark, started passing the ball a little too much. It worked out when you had when you have a top elite quarterback, but you see what happened with Clemson when they didn't have the elite quarterback. When they went to DJU, they struggled. So, I think it's more likely that they have three losses than one when it's all said and done.
All right, Colby, let's talk about a couple of teams here with Notre Dame and LSU. Brian Kelly did tremendous work with the Tigers in his first season. And then on the other side, Notre Dame, a lot to look forward to with Hartman coming in at the quarterback position. What do you make of these two teams' win totals?
I mean, I love the LSU play here. I think LSU is a national championship contender. I thought Kelly overachieved in year one, and the team got a lot stronger, especially on the line of scrimmage. And they won the transfer portal, really. So they probably have the best quarterback room in America. So I love LSU, in general this season. But then when you align them with Notre Dame, I'm not ready to just jump all in on Notre Dame. I do think the line of scrimmage, Notre Dame is really good, but they've been really good. I worry about the skill position. The wideouts, I think their secondary is actually pretty good too, but especially their wideouts, I do worry about. And they got kind of a gauntlet when it comes to the ACC schedule. They get USC every year, but the fact that they have to go to Clemson, they have to go to NC State, they're hosting a Pitt.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's 11-time Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
A very, very pleasant good evening, good late afternoon to you from Salt Lake City, Utah, where the Las Vegas Aviators are getting ready to play the Salt Lake Bees, the Angels AAA team, in the last game of a six-game series. And so far, it's been a respectable series for the Aviators. They have won 3 out of 5, and it's never easy to play over 500 ball on the road, especially when you consider that over the years, the Aviators had a very tough time in this ballpark. In this ballpark, they have won 98 games and lost 131. So they've won 3 of 5 in this series, and today they'll try to make it 4 out of 6. But the Aviators have to be glad to know that the worst they could do is split the series if they lose tonight's game. But the aim is to win, and they've got an undefeated righty on the mound trying to do just that. Zach Neal, who's 4-0, a 5.37 ERA, starting for Las Vegas against lefty Jake Kalish, who is 4-6 for Salt Lake, an ERA just south of 7.5. These two pitchers pitched in the opener, game one on Tuesday, and neither one of them had a decision. Neal went 5 innings, allowed 3 earned runs on 9 hits, no walks and a strikeout. And the Aviators broke an 8-8 tie by scoring 3 in the 7th inning to win 11-8. For Kalish, he went 4 innings, allowed 4 runs, 3 earned on 6 hits, walking 2. He allowed a 2-run home run by Max Schumann, who is actually not in the starting lineup for tonight. So, Kalish against Zach Neal. Now, one of the interesting players on the Salt Lake Bees, and they got a lot of older players, 38-year-old Daniel Murphy, a three-time Major League All-Star, a .296 career Major League hitter. He took a couple of years off from the game when he felt he just wasn't performing well enough to warrant Major League money. But he had some big years with the Mets. He helped them in the 2015 postseason as they went to the World Series against Kansas City. And he had at least one huge year with the Washington Nationals. Very thoughtful, incisive individual. And his name is Daniel Murphy. We're going to have that conversation next after this.
At Fairway Chevrolet on East Sahara, it's all about family. Whether it's your work family or your most precious family, our family has you covered. We'll take care of the family-friendly pricing on every new Chevy so you can enjoy the things that matter most in life. Your family. Family-friendly pricing only at the Fairway Truck Mega Store on East Sahara near Boulder Highway. Visit fairwaychevy.com. Find new roads.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Visiting with Daniel Murphy, currently playing for the Salt Lake Bees. Daniel, as you look back on your career, what are some of the things that you have learned, particularly about the quality of persistence and the importance of knowing how to bounce back from adversity? Because I know you've been through injuries and your share of adversity.
Yeah, I think every player in their career, as things aren't always going to go your way, and then as an offensive player in baseball, like the old adage that you're looking to have success 3 out of 10 times. There's something I tell my children that hopefully I was able to learn early on, and I feel like I learned kind of from my father, was like, get ready for the next one, because the next one's coming. And then with that, hopefully you're able to separate the wheat from the chaff from the previous rep that you take. Take the wheat, let the chaff burn off, and get ready for the next one.
Statistically speaking, maybe your single best year was with the Washington Nationals, but you reached the postseason with the Mets, and you still hold the record for most games consecutively hitting a home run in the postseason with 6. Would you point to one of those two things as being perhaps your most memorable moment in the game?
I would say that the postseason run with the Mets that we all were able to be a part of, and I was humbled to be there with such a great group. The starting pitchers of Jake and Syndergaard and Matt Harvey, Steven Matz, and then David Wright. That, I think, without a doubt, springboarded my success in D.C. You know, what Kevin Long and Pat Rossler were able to help me work on, I would say give me the freedom to really go out there and kind of express myself. K-Long he's kind of explained to him and Pat, is like, you seem to be pretty accurate. Why don't we get better balls to hit and try to be accurate, you know, in the gap and over the fence a bit? And so fortunately I was able to have some success doing that at the end of the 2015 season and then in the postseason, and then, swung the bat well in D.C. With Rick Hsu and Dusty was there as well, too, to kind of keep that going and play well for the Nats.
How have you been able to maintain, Daniel, your
passion and enthusiasm for the game after all these years?
Well, I took 2 years off, so that'll help. You know, I got a chance to, like, I stopped playing because I wasn't good enough. And so I have no problem saying that. And I, you know, I'll let somebody else decide whether or not I'm good enough right now, but I'm fortunate enough to get some at-bats, and I'm very pleased and thankful and grateful for that right now. But taking that time off and coming back and playing was really never on my mind, but I was able to observe the game in a different way. And then, like anything else, when somebody kind of gets into an adventure, you can find that you can go as deep into an adventure as you want. And I did the Revolutionary War. I took a couple classes at my university and finished up my degree. I got to be a husband and a father in a uniquely different way. And then after about 18 months, I seemed to have doubled back to baseball, hitting specifically, but then also the history of our game, which I was completely, what's the word I would say? I want to say naive to, just dumb. I'll just say dumb too. Just didn't have a lot of knowledge of how cool our game is. It's as American as it gets. You have a heavyweight fighter in the pitcher's box, and 60 feet and 6 inches away, you have another heavyweight fighter in the batter's box. The pitcher gets to throw his punch first. We hitters get to throw our punch last, and then all hell breaks loose. And I love it. And I didn't really realize just how much I enjoyed it and how much you can be connected to the Christy Mathewsons of the world. And we've talked about Rube Marquard and Hans Lober, because I was so grateful and so fortunate to play in the same league that those guys did. And so, yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing for about the last 10 months or so.
I feel like we could go on for a long time, Daniel, but unfortunately we're out of time. I really appreciate it. Thanks for chatting with us.
Well, cheers. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Daniel Murphy joining us. I'll be back with the starting lineups from Salt Lake City next, right after this.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
All right, welcome back. Okay, the starting lineups for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, the Oakland Athletics AAA team, the manager's Fran Reardon. The Aviators have an overall record of 46-48 on the year, and in the season's second half, they are 12-8. For Las Vegas, leading off at second base in the series finale, Tyler Wade hitting second on Major League Rehab because of a broken right hand. That's Ramon Laureano. In the third slot, the shortstop, Darryl Hernandez. In the cleanup position, the designated hitter, Yoel Pozo. Batting fifth and catching, Kyle McCann. In the sixth spot is center fielder Lawrence Butler.
Batting seventh for Las Vegas. In left field, Trenton Brooks. Hitting eighth and playing first base, the switch hitting Logan Davidson. And batting ninth at third base will be Brett Harris for Las Vegas. Right-hander Zach Neal on the mound, 4-0 with a 5.37 ERA. Salt Lake is the top affiliate of the Angels. They're managed by Keith Johnson. They have a 46-48 record, the same record as the Aviators, although they're not quite as good with their second-half record as Las Vegas is. Las Vegas 12-8 in the second half. Salt Lake is 9 up and 11 down. For Salt Lake today, leading off in left field, one of the bright young prospects in the Angels system, the very talented Jordan Adams. Hitting second in center field will be Brett Phillips. In the third slot, second baseman David Fletcher. Batting cleanup is our pregame guest, and we certainly appreciate him taking the time to join us. The designated hitter, Daniel Murphy. In the fifth slot, first baseman Jared Walsh. Batting sixth at shortstop, Levon Soto. In the seventh spot is third baseman Jack Lopez. Hitting eighth and catching for Salt Lake, making his second start of the series, Anthony Mulrine. And batting ninth and right, Preston Palmeiro. Starting pitcher for Salt Lake, lefty Jake Kalish. 4 wins and 6 defeats. A 7.48 ERA for the young man from Red Bank, New Jersey. The Aviators will leave tomorrow morning and fly back to Las Vegas, enjoy a day off. And then on Tuesday, a six-game series, a six-game homestand at Las Vegas Ballpark. The Houston Astros AAA team, the Sugarland Space Cowboys, will be in for six. More about that later. That'll wrap it for the Aviators pregame show. Now we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Las Vegas Aviators baseball in Salt Lake City against the Bees. And the ballgame will start coming up right after these commercial words.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Hey, alrighty, we are set to rock and roll for game six of this six-game series. The series began Tuesday with Las Vegas prevailing 11-8. The scheduled second game on Wednesday was rained out here, and so they had a doubleheader Thursday to make up for it. Salt Lake won the first game. They came from behind. They were down 4-1, and the game went extra innings, and they ultimately beat Las Vegas 5-4. But the Aviators got a split of the doubleheader by dominating in the second half with an 11-1 win. Then Salt Lake won the next game, which was a 3-1 game, where they limited Las Vegas to one run on three hits. So what did the Aviators do yesterday? They limited Salt Lake to one run on three hits and beating them 5-1, so turnabout is fair play. Jake Kalish, limbering up, K-A-L-I-S-H. 6'2", 210-pounder. He is 32 years old from Red Bank, New Jersey. He was with Salt Lake last year. And in the opening game of this series on Tuesday, he threw 83 pitches in four innings, 54 strikes. He threw deep into a lot of counts. He went four innings, allowed four runs, three earned on six hits with two walks and no strikeouts. He was very good the first two innings. And in the second inning, allowed a single to Trenton Brooks. Max Schumann fouled a home run. One out later, Ramon Laureano doubled. And one out after that, Yoel Pozo, who had five hits in that game, singled him in. So we're going to get ready to start right now. Jake Kalish going head-to-head with Tyler Wade, who did not play yesterday, back in today. And the first pitch of the game, Wade swings through a fastball. Strike one, it's 0-1. Wade, 238, two homers, both of them in this ballpark. One in May and one the other day here. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Wade. He takes that one in the dirt, ball one. One ball to one strike on Tyler Wade, former Yankee, in the leadoff slot here. Wade can be a spark plug, very, very quick. When he gets on, he's very good at stealing bases, making things happen. There's the 1-1 on the way to Wade. And Kalish throws. Fastball foul back. One ball and two strikes. Kalish went to George Mason University. Kansas City Royals drafted him in the 32nd round of the 2015 draft. He's really paid his dues. Been a pro since 2015 and no big league time yet. Still hoping to get that call. Here's the 1-2 to Wade on the way. Curveball bounced to first. That's an easy play for Walsh. He'll go to the bag himself and get there. One out. And the batter, Ramon Laureano. On the defensive side for Salt Lake in the finale of this six-game set. Jared Walsh at first. David Fletcher at second. The shortstop, Levon Soto. And at third base, Jack Lopez. Jordan Adams is in left field. Brett Phillips in center. Preston Palmeiro in right. Anthony Mulrine catching for Jake Kalish. One out, nobody on. Here's Laureano. In this rehab stint, Laureano is 6-for-12. 500 average with a home run and two batted in. Here's the pitch. Slow curve. Drifts in there for a strike and it's 0-1. Laureano in game one against Kalish. Singled and doubled and walked and scored a run. So he was 2-for-2. Here's the 0-1 now. Kalish kicks and delivers. And it's lifted foul to the right. And it's going to go toward the upper deck. 0-2 on Ramon Laureano. Kalish, the brother of Ryan Kalish, who's had big league time with the Red Sox and the Cubs. Jake went to Red Bank Regional High School in New Jersey. Played baseball, and as a freshman, he also played football. Change in the dirt. 1-2 on Laureano. Kalish could swing the bat, too, in college. At George Mason, he hit over 300 as a senior and did a good job on the mound. He represented Team Israel in the 2017 World Baseball Classic. Here's the 1-2 to Laureano now. As a slow ground ball toward short, it's cut off by the third baseman Lopez, who throws to first and gets Laureano by a step. Two down. Ball was really hit toward short, but the third baseman has to be a hog in cutting balls like that off. He had a better angle on it and made the play. Two down. The batter is Daryl Hernandez. Plate umpire today, the crew chief of this group, that's Jacob Metz, M-E-T-Z, the spelling, Tanner Dobson, the first base umpire, and at third base, the other Tanner, Tanner Moore. Two outs for Daryl Hernandez, and the pitch. That curveball's inside at 76 miles an hour. Ball one, 1-0. Hernandez against Kalish on Tuesday in the opener, flied out twice, once to right, once to left. There's a high drive to deep center. Phillips going back, going back, going back. Reaches and makes the catch, reaching over his head as he approaches the warning track. It's 420 out there. That ball probably went 400 feet. Hernandez gave it a good, healthy ride. He opened the game at 300, but that long out to center does complete the top of the first inning. Nothing across for Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the first. Aviators nothing in Salt Lake against Zach Neal coming up.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Alrighty, here we go. Bottom of the first inning, Russ Langer here. Las Vegas went out 1-2-3 in the top of the first against Salt Lake starter Jake Kalish. Zach Neal, 6'2", 210 pounds, 34 years old, lives in Fort Worth, Texas, originally from Columbia, South Carolina. Here's Jordan Adams. He takes a pitch a little outside, ball one, 1-0. Neal, a lot of sinkers and sliders, the occasional curveball and changeup. Adams, 264, 13 homers to lead the team, 59 batted in. Pitches a fastball foul back, 1-1. But much like Tyler Wade, you got to keep this young man off the bases. He leads the league with 33 steals and has only been caught three times. Stole two bases yesterday. The 1-1. Line drive, base hit to left field, and he's on again. Brooks brings it back in. Adams just got his seventh hit in 19 at-bats in this, in the series. Young man from Gulfport, Mississippi, and don't bet against him trying to steal a base. Not a good idea to bet against that. Here's Brett Phillips, the left-handed hitting center fielder. Throw to first, and back in there is Adams. Brett Phillips in the box, and the pitch right in there for a strike, a sinker at 87 miles an hour. 0-1. Phillips opens up the game at 234. Two homers, he's knocked in 13. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Adams has a good lead, about four steps off of first. There's a slider, swung on and missed, and it's 0-2, 78 miles an hour. Phillips in this series, 4 out of 16. One of those hits a home run. Adams leading away from first. Neal out of a stretch again. Again, a good, healthy lead at first by Adams. The 0-2 is a sinker, tap foul at the plate. Still 0-2 on Brett Phillips. Jack Santoro is the Salt Lake first base coach. Third base coach is the manager. That's Keith Johnson. 0-2 to count on Brett Phillips. Phillips has big league time with Baltimore. He's been around the block. 29 years old, born in Seminole, Florida. 0-2. Neal stretches again. Adams takes a big lead, four and a half steps. The pitch is a little bit inside, ball one. 1-2 on Brett Phillips. Travel day tomorrow. The Aviators will head home, and they'll entertain the Sugarland Space Cowboys for six games in Las Vegas starting Tuesday. Breaking ball lifted to center. That's a Sunfield, but Butler's waiting. He's got it, and there's one out, and he fires it back in. So Adams holds it first. Butler flies out to center. One out for David Fletcher. David Fletcher, right-handed hitting second baseman, getting set to check in. Here's the stretch by Zach Neal. The runner goes. Pitch lifted, foul to the right, to the upper deck it goes. Strike one, 0-1. So, to no one's surprise, Adams took off, and it's a strike on David Fletcher. He's been up and down between Salt Lake and the Angels numerous times. For Salt Lake, he's hitting 381 in 189 at-bats.
A home run, 25 batted in. Adams off first. Here's the pitch. Curveball punched up the first base side, foul. He swung early, hit it right off the end of the stick. 0-2, big 72-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Neal. Zachary Sheridan Neal, big league time with the Dodgers. And this year with Oakland briefly, pitched in Japan, went to Flower Mound High School in Flower Mound, Texas. Played collegiately for three schools, Sam Houston State, Howard College, and the University of Oklahoma. Here's the 0-2. There goes Adams. There's a bounding ball to the bag, grabbed there by Wade, who steps on the bag for one, throws to first for a 4-3 double play. Boy, if you're Salt Lake, that's got to really frustrate you. You send Adams in part to stay out of the double play, but Fletcher hit it right to the bag. And Wade was waiting for it, pounced on the bag, and fired to first. That 4-3 double play, despite the hit-and-run play on, does end the inning. In the bottom of the first inning for Salt Lake, no runs, one hit, no errors, no one left, and at the end of one, there's no score.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Hey, we're back after one, no score. Top of the second, nice crowd here. This is the only Sunday night game on the Salt Lake home schedule. The reason they're playing a night game, oh, so used to playing day games, but Pioneer Day tomorrow, so they've got fireworks. So with the fireworks, they've got a night game, naturally. Jake Halas delivers a fastball inside, ball one to Yoel Pozo. Pozo at 323. Eight home runs and 36 driven in. And he's having a terrific series. Pozo is 11 for 21 in this series. DHing. There's a fastball foul back. 89 miles an hour. One ball to one strike. So you got two guys on the mound. Kalish for Salt Lake, the left-hander. Neal for Las Vegas, the righty. But what they've got in common, they're not overpowering at all. Kalish likes to move the ball around, change speeds. Here's the 1-1 to Pozo, and the pitch. Fastball high and in at 90, 2-1. Kalish making his 20th appearance, his 15th start. 80 and two-thirds innings coming in, 105 hits. He's given up 19 home runs, big number. He has walked 33, struck out 60. The aggregate lead league average against him, 316. Breaking ball foul back, 2-2 on Yoel Pozo. Kyle McCann on deck, then Lawrence Butler in the top of the second. Pozo, 6 feet tall, 255, from Maracaibo, Venezuela. 320 hitter at Round Rock last year. It has about duplicated those numbers for Vegas this year. 323 coming into this one. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Jake Kalish to Yoel Pozo. Line down the right field line, foul. So it takes one hop into the Salt Lake bullpen. Fernando Romero down there jumping out of the way of that ball. 2-2. Kayla set, and another 2-2 to Pozo. Left-hander delivers. Here it comes. There's a little dunker in the shallow right, backing up his Walsh, and the first baseman reaches up over his head to make the catch. One out for Kyle McCann. If the Aviators win this game, they will have
pulled even with the Salt Lake team in terms of their all-time record. Pretty amazing. These two teams have played against each other over 450 times since Salt Lake got this franchise from Portland in 1994. Curveball outside, ball one to McCann. And in all those games, the Aviators have won 228. Salt Lake has won 229. If Las Vegas wins this game, they're dead even. 229 to 229. It's been that close over these many years. Here's the 1-0 to McCann. Kyle swings and fouls that one back. A fastball, strike one. 1-1 McCann at 289. 11 homers and 36 batted in. Also having a good series. 7 out of 16. McCann, Pozo, and Schumann all having exceptional series thus far. Top of the second, no score. Here's the 1-1. And Kalish throws. Breaking ball, foul back. Strike two. 1-2 to count. These two teams will have one more series. It will be in Las Vegas beginning August 29th for a six-game series. A 1-2 on Kyle McCann. Kalish set to go. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Out behind second base, the shortstop Soto making the call and making the two-handed grab. Two down for Lawrence Butler now. Butler got off to a slow start in the series. Going into last night's game, he was only 1 for 14 in the series. The one hit was a home run. But he got three hits yesterday, 3 for 4 with a couple of stolen bases. And so his season average now is 290 in eight games since being called up from Midland. Two homers, 10 batted in. Butler hits a hard one-hopper, a diving stop by Soto, who throws from the ground and can't get him. Base hit. Great effort by Soto. I mean, Butler hit a rocket. It would have gone easily into center, but it hit the mound. And still, it looked like it was going to go into center. And Soto went diving to his left behind the bag, made a great catch, landed on the fringe of the outfield grass, and from a prone position, really from the seat of his pants while rolling over, he threw a one-hopper to first baseman Jared Walsh. But by that time, Butler was past the bag. First base hit for the Aviators, Butler's fifth hit of the series. Here's Trenton Brooks. Butler, by the way, also a threat to go 6 for 6 in steals, and that's only in eight games. Stole two yesterday. Throw to first, and he's back in there. Todd Takayoshi coaching at first for the Aviators. And Fran Reardon, the manager, down at third. Hope you join us for the upcoming homestand. We talked about the promotions last night. I'll go into more detail again during this broadcast. Brooks stands in. Breaking ball is outside, ball one. You can get tickets through aviatorslv.com. aviatorslv.com and, of course, the Las Vegas Ballpark box office. Here's the look. The 1-0 to Brooks. Kalish delivers. Slow curve in there for a strike at 73 miles an hour. 1-1. Brooks hitting 287, 12 homers and 18 doubles, 51 knocked in. 4 for 8 in this series. Top of the second, no score. Kalish stretches. Butler not a big lead at first, held on by Walsh. And the pitch. Fly ball to right center, hit well. Palmeiro racing back, reaching. The ball bounces and goes to the base of the wall. Palmeiro picks it up and fires it in. Butler around third base, he'll score. On a double by Trenton Brooks, and Las Vegas draws first blood. They lead 1-0 here in the top of the second. Brooks got a pitch out over the plate and really drove it hard to the gap. For Brooks, he's now 5 for 9 in the series. That's his 19th double and his 52nd RBI. Here's Logan Davidson with a couple of hits yesterday. Davidson, switch hitter, batting right-handed against Kalish. Davidson did not play on Tuesday in the opener, so he's facing Kalish for the first time. First baseman batting eighth. Here's the look and the pitch. Davidson swings through a high fastball. Strike one. Davidson hitting 292 and 89 at-bats. Basically a solid month since coming up from Midland when they decided to release Dermis Garcia to make room for him. Logan with two homers, 22 batted in. 2 for 6 in the series. Brooks at second.
Kalis looks at him, comes home, and that fastball is a little up and in. 889, 1-1 on Logan Davidson. Davidson, pretty good run producer so far. 22 RBIs in only 25 games. Here's the 1-1 on the way. High fly ball to right. Palmeiro backing up to take it. He's got it two steps in front of the track. Ball had some carry to it, but Palmeiro had room. The Aviators do get a run on two hits. No errors, leaving one. At the end of an inning and a half, Las Vegas 1, Salt Lake nothing.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General terms.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back, friends. Bottom of the second, 1-0 Las Vegas. Russ Langer here in Salt Lake City. Pleasant night. A little overcast, but not bad. As a fastball strike knee-high in the inside corner from Zach Neal to Daniel Murphy. Murphy DHing. And for Salt Lake, he's hitting .299, a home run, 16 batted in. Line drive to deep left center, racing over his Butler. And Butler reaches and makes a running backhanded catch in the alleyway. Oh, he just took at least a double away from Murphy. Excellent running play by Lawrence Butler.
Whoa.
Play is something. When the Aviators had some of their top offensive players and some of their top players, period, call up Tyler Soderstrom, Zach Geloff, Cody Thomas, some big shoes to fill. Jonah Bride, the pitch foul back, strike one. But Butler and Daryl Hernandez and Logan Davidson have really responded. Brett Harris, who is not in this game, here's the strike one to Jared Walsh, and he takes strike two, 0-2. Brett Harris is hitting .241 with one RBI, but his contributions to this point primarily have been defensive. Big curveball fouled away, 0-2. The Aviators are dead last in the Pacific Coast League in team defense, fielding percentage. And they've had one of their problems has been third base. But Brett Harris has done a lot of good things at third base. He's made plays that really no one else who's been at the position this year for Las Vegas could have made. And he's only been here for seven games, playing third base right now. Pitch fouled away, 0-2. Harris is batting ninth today. Here we go, 0-2. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the second, Zach Neal. Neal making his third start against Salt Lake all here. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and in. 1-2 on Jared Walsh. Walsh, good big league numbers for most of his career, but here this year, .225 for Salt Lake in 71 at-bats. Three homers, 12 batted in. The pitch, sinker low. 2-2. Walsh just 1-for-17 in this series. Neal threw
what you really would have to consider his best game of the year in this ballpark. He had just come back after 2 weeks with the Oakland A's. It was May 20th. Walsh takes inside. 3-2. And he pitched five innings, allowed only two hits and one run. No walks, five strikeouts, and got his first win of the year. The only run was on the only inside-the-park home run the Aviators have given up this year, which is Jared Oliva, who's not playing in this game. The 3-2 pitch. High drive into deep right field. And Laureano's going to stand and watch it, and this thing is way out of here. Boy, Walsh cleared the fence, cleared the grassy berm, and it went up on the concrete walkway. Neil got ahead 0-2, nibbled it a little bit, and then Walsh broke out of a 1-for-17 slump with a fourth homer of the year, and the game is tied at 1. The breaking ball down and in, but Walsh just went down and got it, and he just ambushed that thing out of here. It hit the walkway, went down the hill on the other side. Here's Levon Soto, 1-1 tie now. Soto hits a ground ball up the first base side, right at the bag, picked up by Davidson, who steps on the bag. And Soto, who entered the ball game with a batting average of .222, grounds out on the first pitch he sees. Two outs. Batter Jack Lopez. Neal's overall numbers, 55 and a third innings coming in, 66 hits, 13 walks, 47 strikeouts. The home run by Walsh is the 15th he's given up, but most of the home runs that Neal has given up have been solo home runs that more cases than not haven't hurt him. He's undefeated in 13 games, 7 starts, so nothing has hurt him all that much. Fastball's a strike on the outside corner to Lopez. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the second, game tied at 1. There's a sinker grounded to short. Right there's Hernandez. He has it, takes an extra stutter step to make sure, and throws Lopez out. Lopez opened up at .294, but he bounces out 6-3, and quickly Neal is out of the inning. One run on a long home run by Jared Walsh. One hit, no errors, no one left. At the end of 2 in Salt Lake, the game is tied at 1.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, welcome back. After 2, it's a 1-1 game. Each team with a run on, two hits and no errors. Jake Kalish will face Brett Harris. Harris batting in the 9 slot. Right-handed hitting third baseman. I was just talking before about strong defense he's displayed since coming up from double-A middle. Third baseman Lopez in on the grass in case of a bunt. And Harris looks at a strike. It's 0-1. Harris, .241. No homers and one RBI. He, in this series, is 3 for 12. Had a tough day yesterday, though. 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts. Here's the 0-1 on the way to Harris. It's up and in with a fastball. 1-1. Brett Harris out of Arlington Heights, Illinois, just outside Chicago. 25 years old. Went to Gonzaga. Here's the pitch. Line drive to deep left field, hooking foul and out of play. Off-speed pitch at 75. And Harris put a good swing on it, but he hooked it foul. 1-2 at Midland this year. 283, 5 homers, 48 driven in, half a dozen steals. Seventh round pick in the 2021 draft. He barely has 2 years of pro experience. Here he is at AAA. Ground ball to short. Soto has it. Throws low, but it's scooped out by Walsh. And there's one out in the Las Vegas third. Game tied at one. Top of the order, Tyler Wade coming up now. Wade opened up the game by grounding out to first. And he's up again. Wade, big league time of the Yankees and the Angels. He played briefly in Salt Lake. Here's the pitch now. That's down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Wade, 28 now, out of Murrieta, California. Went to Murrieta Valley High School. He was going to go to San Diego State. When the Yankees drafted him in the fourth round in 2013, he chose to forego that commitment and sign with the Yankees. The pitch. Off-speed breaking ball is high, 1-1. Wade got a spot on the Yankees' 25-man roster in 2017 when Didi Gregorius was injured. Here's the 1-1 on the way to Tyler Wade from Jake Kalish. High fly ball to left center, playable. Left fielder Adams wants it. He's got it. And there are two outs in the Las Vegas third. Wade 0-2. And Ramon Laureano coming up. Here's Laureano. The runner coming back from the broken hand has swung the bat well in this rehab stint. Takes a fastball in the inside corner for a strike at 88 miles an hour, 0-1. Laureano hit a slow grounder to third. He's thrown out by Jack Lopez, young man from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Here's the 0-1 and the pitch from Kalish. Changeup, punched into right field, base hit. He went right with that changeup that was fading away from him like a screwball. Palmeiro slings it back in. Aviators have three hits. And in this series, Ramon Laureano is 4 out of 9. And the batter, Darryl Hernandez, now. Hernandez flat out to deep center his first time up. Ball went about 400 feet. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Curve down and in at 81 miles an hour near his ankles. One ball to no strikes. Hernandez. Darryl Giovanni Hernandez. He will be 23 on the 3rd of August. Born in Puerto Rico. But makes his home in El Paso now. Throw to first, jumping back on the base, Laureano. Two outs. Top of the third. The game is tied at one. Baltimore drafted Hernandez in the 2020 draft in the fifth round out of America's High School in El Paso. 6'1", 170. Signed with the Orioles as a 17-year-old. Here's the 1-0 and the pitch to Hernandez. Fastball up and away, ball two. 2-0. At Midland, he was up at 335. Five homers and 42 batted in a 20 doubles. Also stole seven bases. 2-0. Laureano off first, maybe 2.5 steps off the bag. Walsh anchoring the bag there. Fastball rides high. Mulrine had to stand up straight to grab it. 3-0 on Hernandez. Yoel Pozo is on deck. There's a quick throw to first, and back in there's Laureano. But this has been his breakout year for Hernandez with a 335 average in Midland. Came into this game hitting 300 for Las Vegas. The pitch is a strike. Taking all the way. It's 3-1 now. Hernandez at 290 with a home run. 7 driven in if you add it up now. 3 for 18 thus far in the series. Laureano at first with 2 outs in the top of inning number 3. Nice crowd here for a Sunday. They got, again, fireworks after the game. Here's the 3-1. Curve down and in. Ball four. First walk allowed by Kalish. Laureano to second. Hernandez to first.
And here's Yoel Pozo, who was off balance, popping out to first, his first time up. Catcher Mulrein out behind the plate to flash some signals out to his fellow mates on the field. Yoel Pozo. Yoel's 26 now. It was the Pirates, then the Rangers. Laureano goes. The pitch is swung on and missed. No throw. Well, Mulrein. The runner at first, Hernandez, did not run. Laureano steals third on a curve that swung on a miss. Strike one to Pozo. For Laureano, that's his first stolen base attempt in the rehabs that he's done. So he's one for one. Two outs. Laureano now at third. Hernandez at second. 0-1 on Yoel Enrique Pozo. Now out of a stretch is Kalis taking his time. Laureano at third, Hernandez at first. This strike one pitch to Yoel Pozo. Breaking ball driven toward right center, racing over is Phillips. Phillips can't get it. The ball bounces past him, goes to the fence. In comes Laureano. Here comes Hernandez around third. He'll score on a two-run double by Pozo. Las Vegas takes a 3-1 lead. Pozo got a pitch out away, got to extend his arms and drove it. It was slicing away from Phillips. And for Pozo, his 16th double, RBIs 37 and 38. That ball really took off. Las Vegas with a 3-1 lead. Here's McCann, who popped out to short his first time up. The stretch, Kalis looks at Pozo, comes home, and he checked his swing on a pitch that was high, no swing. Says 10 or more on the appeal. One ball and no strikes. The Pozo's now 2-for-4 against Kalish in this series. 1-for-2 in this game. Everything happening here with two outs. And the Aviators have broken the tie here in the third. The 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike at 73 miles an hour. 1-1. The inning began when Harris grounded out. Then Wade flied out. But then Laureano singled. Hernandez walked. Laureano stole third, and Pozo doubled in Laureano and Hernandez. Here's a 1-1 to McCann with Pozo at second. Kalis delivers. Curve just outside. That was close. 79 miles an hour. 2-1. Fastball, big bouncer to the right side and the right for a base hit. Pozo's being waved in. Here he comes. The throw by Palmeiro. He slides. He's in there. An RBI ground ball single to right by McCann. Fran Reardon waving Pozo in. Palmeiro throwing in. They decided not to cut it off and to let a ball skitter toward the plate. Palmeiro's throw was on target, but it bounced about four times before it got to Mulrein at the plate. And that gave Pozo a chance to score. So McCann also having a very good series. That's his eighth hit and 18 at-bats in the series. And for McCann, that's his 37th RBI of the year. Las Vegas leads 4-1. Breaking ball outside to Butler. Ball one, 1-0. Mulrein calls time. Going to go out there and try to settle his left-hander down a little bit. Again, everything with two outs. Laureano single, Hernandez walk, double by Pozo, single by McCann. All right, Lawrence Evan Butler is going to face Kalis here in a moment. Plate umpire Jacob Metz out to break up that meeting, and Mulrein is now heading back behind the plate. Two men kind of laughing and smiling at whatever. 4-1 Las Vegas here in the third. Lawrence Butler out of Westlake High School in Atlanta, born in Burlington, New Jersey. Just 23. And at Midland, 282 with 10 homers and 47 driven in and 13 steals. Here's the pitch. Curve missing for ball one. 1-0. But Butler has a tendency to barrel up and hit the ball very hard. Early in his career, had a lot of swings and misses. A little better with contact this year, they say. The 2-0
He rips one foul outside first. Turn that 87-mile-an-hour fastball around quickly. 2-1. Butler missed part of last year because of injury, and when he returned in late August, he showed a more mature approach, reducing what had been historically an inflated strikeout rate. He's done a little better also this year in that area. The 2-1. He swings and misses at a breaking ball. Strike two. 2-2. He went to the Arizona Fall League. And he, again, reduced his strikeout rate. And his walks went up. 12 spring training games, he only struck out four times and walked just as often. And he went 11 for 23. Not bad. There's a high foul near the third base dugout. It's going to carry back out of play. 2-2 to Butler. Third inning, 4-1. Las Vegas leading it. But the Athletics said right at the beginning of the year that if Butler stays healthy, his flirtation with a better approach shows signs of blossoming into a full-blown romance between him and Oakland. We'll see. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball. He took it, and it's outside 3-2. Throw to first, and Walsh didn't see it, so the ball goes down the right field line. McCann goes to second base. He's on his way to third. Here comes the throw across the diamond. McCann slides in there. Kalish tried a quick move. You'll sometimes see left-handers do with no step. Just a slingshot. Remember Aaron Brown, last year's Aviators team used to do that, throw the ball over there hard without stepping, trying to surprise the runner. But the problem is Kalish didn't surprise McCann. He surprised his first baseman, Walsh, and the ball skidded away, and McCann, not known for being a speed demon, went from first to third on the air. 3-2 on Butler. McCann at third. Kalish delivers. Fastball in there at the knees on the outside corner. Strike three call. That's a good pitch. 88 miles an hour. First strikeout for Kalish. But nevertheless, the Aviators break the 1-1 tie by scoring three runs on three hits. There was one Salt Lake air, one man left. And at the end of 2.5, it is Las Vegas 4 and Salt Lake 1.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with fare.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviators helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we're back. Bottom of the third here. Las Vegas has won 3 out of 5 so far in the 6-game series. And in the finale tonight, they lead here in the early going. 4-1 to the bottom of the third. Zach Neal trying to stay unbeaten. He came in 4-0. And he allowed a home run to Jared Walsh in the second on a 3-2 pitch. But he staked to a 4-1 lead. The catcher, Mulrine, takes a strike 0-1. Anthony Mulrine, 6'1", 205-pound right-handed hitting catcher, 25 years old from Davie, Florida. He hits a slow bounding ball to third, charged by Harris, who scoops, takes an extra step, and throws him out. Harris had a little trouble with the grip as he was charging in to get that ball. But with the catcher running, he had time and made his play. One out. Mulrine entered the game, hitting just 136 in 44 at-bats. And with one out, here's Preston Palmeiro.
Palmeiro at 188, two homers, 13 batted in. Swings and fouls it off, strike one. Palmeiro is hitless in this series in nine at-bats. Anyway, Zach Neal had quite a career. Mentioned he was at three different colleges, Sam Houston State, Howard, and the University of Oklahoma. Here's the 0-1. It's a pitch inside, 1-1. The Marlins drafted Zach in the 2010 draft in the 17th round. He pitched well in their system up through Double-A Jacksonville and then signed a minor league deal with Oakland going into 2013. Pitch misses low, 2-1. In those days, Oakland's AAA team was in Sacramento, so he pitched there. Here's the 2-1 to Preston Palmeiro. Neal rocks and delivers. Changeup swung on and missed. Good pitch with good sink at 80 miles an hour, evening up the count at 2-2. So he was with Oakland from 2013 through 2017 in their minor league system. There's a fly ball to center, hit pretty well, but Butler angling over toward right center will make the catch. And Palmeiro got under that one. So there are two outs, and the batter's Jordan Adams. So he had a little bit of time in the big leagues with Oakland, 2017, but then in 2018 he signed a minor league deal with an invite to spring training with the L.A. Dodgers. He was with the Dodgers very briefly, pitched one inning for them, then he was designated for assignment, and the Reds picked him up in a trade. High pop fly, shallow right, Wade going out. Laureano wants it coming in. He's got it, and it's an easy inning for Zach Neal. Ground ball and two fly balls, and the Bees go quietly in the third. At the end of three complete, Las Vegas 4, the Salt Lake Bees 1.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk about a winning lineup. The Aristocrat Gaming Team just keeps delivering big hit action. The crowd is going wild for their slots. The Buffalo and Lightning Link to Dollar Storm and Dragon Cash. This gaming legacy delivers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! All right, we played three. A 4-1 lead for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators. And we go to the fourth now. Las Vegas, all four of the runs have been with two outs. With two outs in the second, Butler singled and Trenton Brooks doubled him in. And with two outs in the third, Laureano singled, Hernandez walked, Pozo doubled them both in, and then McCann singled in Pozo. Now it's the bottom third in the fourth inning. Trenton Brooks, Logan Davidson, Brett Harris in the top of inning number four. Kalish delivers. Pitches a fastball lifted foul near the third base dugout. Lopez and Mulrine, but it's back several rows in. Strike one. 1-1 on Trenton Brooks. Upgrade your skills with a baseball lab. Time is running out because it's starting tomorrow. Who is it? For players 10 years old and older. They can sign up for the College Development Clinic from tomorrow through the 27th at Palo Verde High School. You get expert coaching from ex-major leaguers, and so availability very limited, especially at this late date. But you still have time. Visit TheBaseballLabLV.com, TheBaseballLabLV.com for registration. Breaking ball was taken for a ball. And review, it's a strike. The count is 0-2. Brooks leading it off. He doubled a gap in right center, knocking Butler in.
for the first run of the game. Trenton hitting just under 300 now, 299. Here's the 0-2 now from Kalish to Trenton Brooks. Curve is outside. It's 1-2. The Aviators on Tuesday start that homestand with the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. 7:05 game, first of six against Houston's AAA team at Las Vegas Ballpark. The 1-2 is a big chopper to second. Fletcher handles a big bouncer and throws out Brooks. Brooks now 1-for-2, one out in the fourth, and Logan Davidson, who flat out to deep right in his first at-bat in the second inning, now batting in the fourth. Las Vegas Reyes de Plata, the Silver Kings, Tuesday. Aviators, part of the Copa de la Diversión, indeed, against Sugarland, and that game also will be on Your View, Cox Channel 14. Here is the pitch to Davidson. Slow curve. Popped up into shallow right toward the line. Fletcher going out. Palmeiro coming in. Palmeiro on the move. Makes a one-handed catch as he approaches the foul line. He had a long way to go. Nice play. Two down for Brett Harris, who grounded out to short his first time up. Wednesday, game two of that series. The 26th against Sugarland at Las Vegas Ballpark. Bark in the Park. Bring your doggy out. Presented by Subaru of Las Vegas. Thursday, $2 beer night. Again, 7:05. Friday, the 40th anniversary t-shirt night. First 2,000 fans through the gates. We'll get those t-shirts on Friday. 7:05 game against Sugarland. Those are nice items. Here's Brett Harris. Pitches a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. The following day, Saturday, another giveaway, 7:05 game. Laptop case night for the first 2,000 fans. And the Sunday game is Las Vegas Stars throwback game, complete with Las Vegas Stars uniforms and other goodies. The 0-1, Harris hits a soft liner over a leaping Soto into left center for a base hit. Harris is now 1-for-2. That's his fourth hit of the series. Six hits for Las Vegas, and a batter, Tyler Wade. Wade is grounded to first and flat out to left. Here we go. Third baseman Lopez in on the edge of the grass. Wade does sometimes try to bunt for a hit with his speed. Throw to first base, diving back in there safely is Brett Harris. Harris had six steals at Midland this year. But I was caught just once. He's not attempted a steal yet since he's been with the Aviators. Fourth inning, 4-1 Las Vegas. Wade waiting patiently, lefty on lefty. Harris takes his lead. The stretch by Kalish. There goes Harris. The pitch is a strike, and it's dropped by Mulrine. So Brett Harris gets his first AAA steal. Mulrine might have had a chance to get Harris, who only had an ordinary jump, but he dropped the ball. So it's a strike on Wade, making it 0-1. That is the 118th steal for the Aviators this year as a team. They've only been caught 25 times. Here's the pitch. Fastball, lined into right. That's a base hit. Charged by Palmeiro, who comes up throwing. Here comes Harris. The throw home. He slides. He's in there. Down to second goes Wade. Las Vegas leads 5-1, and all five runs have been scored with two outs. Tyler Wade, first hit of the day, 1-for-3. Third hit of the series. And for Wade, that is his 17th RBI of the year. So he singles in the run, takes second on the throw in. And here's Laureano, grounded a third, single right, and scored. He also stole third in that third inning. Here's the stretch by Kalish, and he steps off. Seven hits for the Aviators now. The pitch. High drive to deep left, hooking foul and out of play. Strike one. 0-1 on Ramon Laureano. One strike to count. Kalish out of a stretch. Wade leading away from second. Kalish glances at him, comes home, and Laureano takes a curve in the dirt. Good blocking save by Salt Lake catcher Anthony Mulrine. 1-1. 5-1. Las Vegas with the advantage here in the top of the fourth inning. Nice crowd for a Sunday. Again, the fireworks after the game. The right field, the berm from right center to the right field corner, very full. There are a few patches of green, but a lot of blankets, a lot of folks out there. Pitch kicks in the dirt away from Mulrine to the backstop. And Wade goes to third on a wild pitch. 2-1 on Ramon Laureano. Again, that entire homestand, 7:05, except the Sunday finale, 6:05. You got a lot of options. If you go to aviatorslv.com for tickets or the Las Vegas Ballpark box office. Wide range of pricing. Not a bad seat there. Here's the 2-1 to Laureano. Fastball called strike toward the inside corner. 2-2 on Laureano. If he reaches Darryl Hernandez, he'll be next. Fourth inning, 5-1 Las Vegas. Wade off the bag at third. The stretch by Kalish and the 2-2 to Laureano. Kalish delivers. Curve sliced in the air, foul to the right. That'll go into one of the luxury boxes and rattle around up there. When the ball goes into the cheap seats, you say, watch your nachos. When the ball goes into the luxury box, watch your pate. Here's the 2-2 to Laureano. Kalish stretches, and the pitch coming now. Kalish unravels and delivers. Fastball down and in, 3-2. Fastest pitch he's thrown yet. That was a 90-mile-an-hour pitch. Aviators offer military discount for active duty and retired. Here's the 3-2. Laureano takes one that hits him. I believe it hit him in the foot. Ball rolled toward the first base dugout. So Laureano hit by the pitch. Is now heading to first base. Runners at the corners with two outs. And Darryl Hernandez comes up. The ball got him in the right, looked like the right leg below the knee. Several inches below the knee. So Wade at third. Laureano at first. Here's Hernandez. Flat out to deep center and walked and scored. Time call. The Salt Lake pitching coach, Darren Ebert, going out to the mound. You know, friends, find a better way to work and score. Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a carpool partner, a bus schedule, and other solutions that can save you time and money. To win, sign up at ClubRideLV.com, ClubRideLV.com, or by downloading the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Aviators tickets, home plate diamond, home plate prime, home plate box. They range from 37 up to 50 plus whatever fees that apply. Dugout prime, dugout box anywhere from 25 to 29. Outfield box 18 plus fees. And in the corners, those seats in the corners, $25 plus fees. Home run porch, same price. And the berm, standing room only $13 plus fees. Here is the pitch. Hernandez bunts up the third baseline. Kalish feels, turns, throws, and gets him. And that's it. The inning is over. Hernandez trying to bunt for a hit. If he bunted a little closer to the line, he might have gotten it. But Kalish was off the mound quickly and made a nice play to get Hernandez by a step. The Aviators do score another two-out run. Five runs in the game, all with two outs. One run, two hits. No errors. They leave two. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The score, Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 1.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7 at 7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Russ Langer here in Salt Lake City. The Aviators looking for a win that would do two things. It would ensure them their second straight road series of the second half with a series win. Remember, they last road series, they won 5 out of 6 in El Paso. And they've won 3 out of 5 so far here. Their second half record, 12-8. One of the better records in the PCL in the second half. Here's Brett Phillips. Fastball strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Zach Neal through 3, giving up 1 run, 2 hits. No walks, no strikeouts. Phillip flat out to center his first time up. And the 0-1 pitch. Change in low, 1-1. We were talking about Neal's career before. Drafted by the Marlins, signed with Oakland, went to the Dodgers, went to the Reds, went back to the Dodgers, and he's at Oklahoma City for part of 2018. He pitched well, 3-2 with an ERA just a little over 4. Then he went to Japan for 2019. Sinker is inside, 2-1. He had a 12-1 run record with a 2.87 ERA pitching for the Saitama Cebu Lions in 100 innings of work. Pitch is a little low, close, 3-1. The next year, he didn't do as well. 2020, he was 6-8 with an ERA over 5. Then in 2021, he only got into 11 games, 1-6 with a 5.85 ERA. Then he became a free agent. There's ball 4 to Phillips' first walk issued by Neal. And the batter, David Fletcher, who wrapped into a 4-3 double play his first time up, despite the fact that the runner at first, Jordan Adams, one of the fastest guys in the league, was running on the pitch. He happened to ground it right to the bag at second, where Wade got it, and parlayed it into an inning-ending 4-3 double play. Phillips, a modest leadoff first, held on by Logan Davidson, the pitch. He tried to hold up on an outside pitch, the appeal strike. At first, says Tanner Dobson, pumping that right fist, 0-1. After his time in Japan, Neal in 2022 signed a minor league deal with the Rockies. And he was with Albuquerque, mostly as a starter, 6-6 with a 6.87 ERA. Then became a free agent again, and Oakland signed him for this year. Big bouncer to third, backhanded by Harris from foul territory. He throws, safe. Great effort by Brett Harris. But Fletcher does run well, and he just beat that ball. That was a big bouncer down the line. Harris reached way up to get it and made a good throw to first. Bang, bang, play at first. The throw to Davidson, who was stretching out and barely safe at first, is Fletcher with an infield hit. So Phillips is at second. Fletcher with the third hit of the game for Salt Lake. And again, I mean, there are a lot of third basemen who are not even going to get to that ball. But Harris not only got to it, but came within a whisker of throwing him out. Two on, nobody out for Murphy, who lined out to left center at a great running backhanded catch by Lawrence Butler, the Aviators center fielder. Murphy jammed on a first pitch, rolls it foul right by the on-deck man, Jared Walsh, strike one, 0-1. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Salt Lake a run on 3 hits and 1 error. But now the Bees with first and second, nobody out, the 0-1. Big bouncer to second. Wade has it. Turns, goes to second. That's one on the first. That is a 4-6-3 double play. And on the play, Phillips advances to third. 2 outs. That's the second double play the Aviators have turned in 4 innings in this game. Here's Walsh. He got a 3-2 pitch and hammered a long home run to right. Entering today, the team with the best record in the league in the second half, Round Rock, 14-6. Breaking ball missed somewhere. That's a good-looking pitch. Ball one. Curveball. After Round Rock, There's a three-way tie for the second-best record. Albuquerque, Oklahoma City, and the Aviators are all 12-8 entering today. Pitch is low, 2-0. Salt Lake, 9-11. Reno is also a 9-11. Tacoma, 10-10. Sacramento, 8-12. Albuquerque, however, they started off 12-4. They've lost four in a row. El Paso and Sugar Land are both 7-13. There's a strike, 2-1 on Walsh. Although Sugar Land has won four in a row, and again, they will be at Las Vegas Ballpark on Tuesday. Hope to see you there. Phillips at third, two down, bottom of the fourth inning. Neal looks over the fingertips of his mitt, down at McCann, turns and throws. And that off-speed pitch is outside, a changeup at 81 miles an hour. 3-1 on Jared Walsh. We'll get some scores going for you. The Ted Weins trivia question. 3-1, and the pitch. Changeup. Lifted to deep left center, Butler and Brooks. It's going to be Brooks from left to make the catch in left center, and Neal gets out of the inning. In the fourth inning, the Bees had first and second, nobody out, and they're unable to score. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the fifth inning. Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 1.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Fifth inning, and Las Vegas with a 5-1 lead. The story through four, the pitching of Zach Neal, and the clutch hitting of the Aviators. All five of the runs have scored with two outs. And so here's Yoel Pozo, who's having the best series of any Aviator. Tonight he's 1-for-2 with a two-run double and a run scored. In the series, he's 12-for-23. Kicked his average all the way up to 324. Pitch fouled off to the right, strike one. Berkelis, he's now at 72 pitches after that pitch to Pozo, 48 strikes. By contrast, in the same number of innings, Neal, a lot more economical. Of course, the double plays have helped, but he's only thrown 46 pitches through four innings, 32 strikes. So Neal's good to go. Here's the 0-1 to Pozo with Kyle McCann on deck. Kalish decides to step off now. Now Kalish has been called for a pitch clock violation by the plate umpire Jacob Metz. So the count goes from 0-1 to 1-1 because of the pitch clock violation. They're in the ninth inning in Sugar Land. Albuquerque leads Sugar Land 5-0. Here's the pitch. There's a hard ground ball on the left center. Another base hit by Pozo. Boy, is he teeing off in this series. Adams moves over from left to pick it up and flip it back in. Pozo 2-for-3 today. He is now 13-for-24 in this series. And his average is over 325 now. Here's McCann. Kyle has popped out and singled in a run. 1-for-2. He's got a great series going, too. 8-for-18 for Mr. McCann. Eighth inning in Round Rock. Reno leading Round Rock 3-0. Round Rock just two hits so far in that game. Kalish delivers. Fastball foul back. Uses the slide step. Strike one. Sacramento, a home victory over Tacoma, 5-4, the final in that game. Oklahoma City Dodgers beat El Paso. The final there was 5-3.
PCL scores. There's a breaking ball foul back out of play by McCann. It's 0-2. And this being Sunday, just about everything's wrapped up in the big leagues except the Sunday night game at Fenway. They're in the bottom of the eighth. The Red Sox lead the Mets 6-1. Everything else is over. The 0-2 to McCann. Breaking ball outside. 1-2. 5-1 Las Vegas. We're in the top of the fifth. Detroit beats San Diego 3-1. Washington Nationals top the Giants in D.C. 6-1. The Yankees beat Kansas City in the Bronx 8-5. Severino got the win in that game. McCann gets a fastball, fouls it to the right of the plate on the ground. 1-2 still. Reds beat the Diamondbacks 7-3. Baltimore defeated Tampa 5-3. And that, well, the American League East is something else this year. Talk about a competitive division. In 10, the Phillies beat Cleveland 8-5. Craig Kimbrell, the win in relief. In 10 innings in Miami, the Marlins got the run in the bottom of the 10th to defeat the Rockies 3-2. In 12 innings, Minnesota defeated the White Sox 5-4. Atlanta topped the Brewers 4-2. Braves are now 64-34 for the year. Here's the 1-2 to Kyle McCann. Curveball, high fly ball to left, playable. Adams moving in, angling a little toward the line, makes the one-handed catch. McCann 1-for-3. Pozo at first at one out on the Las Vegas fifth. And here's Butler, single and scored and struck out looking. At Wrigley, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 7-1. Check that, 7-2 was the final there. Texas Rangers in Arlington defeated the Dodgers 8-4. Houston edged the Athletics in Oakland 3-2. Chad Smith just called up from Salt Lake, got the loss in that game. Here's the pitch to Butler. Breaking ball just outside, ball one. In Anaheim, the Angels beat Pittsburgh 7-5. And in Seattle, Toronto defeated the Mariners 4-3. They've challenged that pitch. It was called a ball toward the outside and is, in fact, a strike. Okay. Boy, it just barely caught the edge. I'm looking at the graphic. So instead of 1-0, it's 0-1 on Butler. Butler 5-for-20 in the series. He's 3-for-4 yesterday. The 0-1 stretch and the pitch. Curve down and away. One ball and one strike to count now. On the bench today, they don't have, there's not a lot of depth right now just because of the way the roster is. Though 1-1, certainly not in terms of position players. Bullpen guys they have. High drive to deep left center. Fading back is Phillips, the center fielder. He's got it. A few steps in front of the track. Pozo goes hustling back to first. Butler just got under that ball. Two down for Trenton Brooks. In terms of position players, everybody available is in the game except for Connor Capel and Greg Dykeman. So if Laureano wasn't here on rehab, they'd have only one guy on the bench. Brooks has doubled in a run and grounded out. He's 1-for-2. Fifth inning, 5-1 Las Vegas. Kalis ready to pitch. Slow curve in there for a strike. Nice pitch at 71 miles an hour, 0-1. But as far as the bullpen goes, they had several guys who could go. Garrett Williams, Trey Supack, Billy Sullivan, Kirby Snead, Jorge Ruiz, Francisco Perez, Colin Palouse. The list goes on. Could be used. Breaking ball, pull foul up the first base side. Two strikes on Brooks. Colton Eastman, another possibility. Huge job yesterday by the newcomer, Zach Godley. 6 2/3, allowed just the one run. And the Aviators won the game 5-1. Here's the strike two pitch to Trenton Brooks. Pozo just a little bit of a lead off first. And the 0-2. Fastball high. Ball one. 1-2 now. Now the stretch. The 1-2 to Brooks. Lefty on lefty. Kalis out of his stretch, throws. And the fastball up and in nearly hit him. Trenton had a spin out of the box on that one. 2-2 to count.
If Brooks reaches, Logan Davidson will be next. Righty is up off the bench in the Salt Lake bullpen. He's not throwing yet, but he's getting ready to. That's Fernando Romero. Now he's starting to have a catch down there. Here's the 2-2 stretch. Breaking ball. High foul toward the first base dugout. Walsh and Mulrine, but it's going to be back into the second deck, in fact. 2-2. Two and two. Kalis unofficially at 85 pitches now, 57 strikes. 2-2 on Trenton Brooks. Brooks taking an extra moment to adjust his batting gloves before he steps back in again. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Las Vegas Aviators. For Salt Lake, a run on 3 hits and 1 error. Brooks is back in, scrapes home plate with that bat. Now holds it high over the left shoulder. Kalis set. Outfield straight away and about medium depth. Breaking ball. Foul back. He tried to time that pitch. And Kalis got away with one. That pitch was hung out over the plate. 2-2 on Trenton Brooks. So Romero starting to throw a little more purpose down there now with Kalis approaching 90 pitches. Here's the stretch. The 2-2 to Trenton Brooks. Fastball grounded a second to his right as Fletcher. He backhands and underhands it to Soto at the bag for the force out on Pozo. That is a 4-6 force out. The fielder's choice ends the inning. In the Vegas fifth, no runs, 1 hit. No errors and 1 left. And we're halfway through, half a ball game to go. After 4.5, Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 1.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avendros, that's the first day.
First one out.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota has led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Like my first guitar lesson. Bottom of the fifth inning, a 5-1 lead for the Las Vegas Aviators. Zach Neale, very economical through four. He has thrown only 46 pitches through four innings, 32 strikes, giving up a run on 3 hits, 1 walk, no strikeouts. Induced a couple of double plays that's helped keep the pitch count down. There's a strike on the inside corner to Soto, who grounded out to first, his first time up. Soto's batting sixth. Jack Lopez and Anthony Mulrine will follow. The pitch, good changeup, swung on and missed. Well, he's got a good changeup working in this game. 78 miles an hour, the bottom dropped out of it. 0-2. Nobody on base, nobody out, bottom of the fifth. So Romero throwing in the bullpen, and I would guess he'll be in there when the sixth inning begins. The 0-2. Curve in the dirt, 1-2. Ted Wiens Trivia. Oh, yeah, it's that time of the night. 1974 All-Star Game. The National League defeated the American League in Pittsburgh, 7-2. There's a line drive hit to left, and Brooks will make the catch. Brooks was a little tentative coming in trying to read that ball, but he grabbed it.
Soto hit it hard, but he lines out on the 1-2 pitch to left fielder Trenton Brooks. One out for Jack Lopez. Lopez grounded out to short his first time up. In that All-Star game 1974, the game's most valuable player in that game in the National League victory was Steve Garvey, Dodger first baseman. The pitch to Lopez, outside ball one. What made that unusual slash interesting slash unique? The fact that Garvey was the MVP of the 1974 All-Star game. There's a sinker for strike, 1-1. Ponder that one. And I'll give you the answer shortly. One out, nobody on. One, unless you already know the answer. In that case, good for you. The 1-1, there's a sinker, chop foul to the third base side. Strike two. One ball and two strikes the count. Congratulations, by the way, to Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland, inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. And if you're a fan, if you're listening to this, I assume you are, and you've never been there, you owe it to yourself to get there. Grounded on the third baseline, backhanded by Harris from the line. He throws a one-hopper to first and gets him. Brett Harris, I'll tell you something. We were told about his defense, and we were told the truth. He can flat-out play that corner. Two outs, and the batter, Anthony Mulrine. Sharp ground ball down the line. Harris went to his right, backhanded it. He was straddling the line when he threw a one-hopper to Davidson ahead of Lopez. Another very fine play by Brett Harris. Here's Mulrine, grounded to third, his first time up. And a pitch foul back, strike one, 0-1. Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 1. The Bees won 2 days ago to get even in the series 2-2 by winning 3-1, limiting Las Vegas to a run on three hits. Curveball lined out over second into center, a base hit. In to pick it up is Butler. Mulrine 1-for-2, and that's now 1-for-5 in the series. He's only hitting 133 for the year. That was an 0-1 breaking ball away. Mulrine just reached out and served it into center for a base hit. Four hits for Salt Lake, and it brings up Preston Palmeiro. Flat out to center, his first time up. 4 hits for Salt Lake. Here's Palmeiro. Neal delivers. Cutter, strike on the outside corner at 83 miles an hour. Good pitch, backdoor pitch. 0-1. Fred McGriff, the crime dog, finished with just under 500 home runs. There's a fly ball to right center. Butler and Laureano. It's going to be Laureano to pick it off, and that's the inning. Oh, Neal continues to pitch well. In the fifth inning, Salt Lake, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We head to the sixth inning. Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way. And earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
As of March 2022, Hyundai has won more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand over the past 8 years, with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. And here's another reason to feel safe. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile with Hyundai. Get 0% APR for up to 36 months on the 2023 Hyundai Tucson. See your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealers. Offer ends 7/31/23. Call 714-568-7676 for details.
outs. We're going to the sixth inning. Las Vegas with a 5-1 lead. And as we thought, starter Jake Kalish has been pulled for Salt Lake after five innings. He allowed five runs, and the runs were all earned on a total of eight base hits. One walk, one strikeout. And the new pitcher, Fernando Romero, throws ball one to Logan Davidson. So Kalish, similar numbers to what he had on Tuesday night here when he had no decision in a Las Vegas 11-8 win in the opener. Here's the 1-0, and that pitch is low, 2-0. Fernando Romero. Romero is 6 feet tall, 215 pounds. He's 28, from the Dominican. He pitched in Japan last year at Yokohama. Here's the 2-0 to Logan Davidson. He swings and pulls it on the ground, fouled outside first, hits the tarp, and rolls back over to Todd Takayoshi. Davidson batted twice against the starter, Kalish, and hit two fly balls to right, one pretty deep, but 0 for 2 nonetheless. There's a big bounding ball to second. To his left is Fletcher. Off-balance flip over to Walsh in time. He made a tough play look easy. Good play by Fletcher. Davidson 0 for 3. One out for Brett Harris. Romero's making his second appearance in the series this season. And he's only had two appearances. This is only his second appearance for Salt Lake, period. And Harris swings at a breaking ball, fouls it back, strike one, 0-1. Romero was the starter in the second game of the doubleheader on Thursday. The game at Las Vegas won 11-1. Romero took the loss, and he could not get out of the first inning. Very forgettable performance. Pitch pull foul outside third, 0-2 on Harris. Max Schumann opened the game with a single against Romero. Max got caught stealing. And then the roof caved in on Romero. Tyler Wade homered. Daryl Hernandez walked. Yoel Pozo doubled in Hernandez. Connor Capel singled. Lawrence Butler unloaded for a three-run home run before Brett Harris grounded out for the second out. But then McCann singled. Greg Dykeman walked. Pitches low, 1-2. And that was it. He had to come out. So he was charged with seven runs, all earned on six hits and two-thirds of an inning. 41 pitches, 21 strikes. Count is 1-2 on Harris. Harris has grounded out, single, got his first AAA stolen base in the fourth inning after he singled and scored on a base hit by Tyler Wade. Romero's pitch, that's in the dirt, ball two, 2-2. Ted Wien's trivia. I'll show you more about Romero in a moment, but first, 1974 All-Star Game. The National League beat the American League 7-2. The game was in Pittsburgh. It would be played in Pittsburgh again in 1994. 2-2 now, the pitch to Harris. Fly ball hit to right. Palmeiro backing up, looking up, and this one hits the fence. Now he's got to chase it. Harris is to second base. He'll stop there with a double off the right field wall. Harris, a good job at going with the pitch. And the ball kept carrying, and Palmeiro finally turned and watched it hit the wall. So Harris is 2 for 3. That's his fifth hit of the series. Hanging breaking ball away. And the ball hit the wall on the fly. So for Harris, his second double at the AAA level. And he's at second with one out. Here's Wade. Grounded out, flied out, and single in a run. Tyler's 1 for 3. He homered off Romero in that game, and now he's facing him again. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander steps off and looks Harris back to the bag. Give you the Ted Wien's trivia answer in just a momentito. There's an off-speed pitch for a strike. 0-1 on Tyler Wade. We're in the sixth inning. Las Vegas leading 5-1. That double by Harris, the ninth Las Vegas hit of the game. The first off this new pitcher, Romero. One out, the 0-1 to Wade. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Romero just got called up from Double-A Rocket City. So this is only his second Triple-A game. 0-2. Harris lead away from second. The shortstop, Soto, is standing between Harris and the bag. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and in. One ball and two strikes on Tyler Wade. Ted Wiens trivia. The MVP of the 1974 All-Star Game for the National League was Dodger first baseman Steve Garvey. What made that interesting and unique? Well, what made it interesting and unique is that Garvey would not on the ballot. He was a write-in guy. The fans wrote him in. There's a pop fly into shallow center. Soto backing up. He's got it, and there are two outs. Harris at second with two down for Ramon Laureano. Yeah, for whatever reason, he wasn't on the ballot. I mean, he really hadn't established himself. That might be the reason. He was a third baseman when he first came up. But he had a tremendous first half, and to the fans' credit, they said, hey, whether he's on the ballot or not, he deserves to be there. Write-in choice, and he was the game MVP. Nationally won the game 7-2. Ted Wiens trivia for tonight. Here's Laureano. He takes a pitch in the dirt. Ball one. 1-0. Laureano did not play in that second game of that doubleheader, so he's facing Romero for the first time. 5-1 Las Vegas. Harris at second, two outs. Sixth inning. Laureano 1-for-2 with a single hit by a pitch. Also a steal and a run scored. Here's the 1-0. Fastball a little inside at 83. 2-0. So talk about the Hall of Fame. On this date in 1956, Joe Cronin and Hank Greenberg went into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Here's the 2-0 to Laureano. Low and away. 3-0 on deck, Darryl Hernandez. Cronin played with the Washington Senators, later became an executive and a manager. And Hank Greenberg, the same. Well, he never managed, but he became an executive later on. But what a career he had. 3-0 pitch outside. A 4-pitch walk to Laureano. Runners at first and second for Las Vegas with two outs. Third time Laureano has reached base. And the batter, Darryl Hernandez, flat out to deep center, walked and scored, and then bunted. And Kalish came off the mound toward third to pick it up and throw him out. The Hernandez 0-for-2. Darren Ebert, the pitching coach, calling time, walking out to the mound. On this date in 1964, a rookie for the Kansas City Athletics named Bert Campanaris sent Minnesota to defeat 4-3 with two home runs in his Major League debut. The first home run that he hit was in his first at-bat, and it was the first pitch thrown to him by Jim Cott. He was only 21. Campanaris was from Cuba. In fact, Campanaris and Bob Niemann are the only players since 1900 with two home runs in their first big league game. And he had quite a good career playing shortstop with the Athletics. An ordinary defensive shortstop for the most part, but a good hitter with some power and a tremendous base dealer. All right, here's Hernandez. So with Romero stretching, here's his pitch. Down and away, ball one. Romero trying to get it done with finesse. Nothing's been over 83 miles an hour. It's one thing if you're a lefty, but if you're a righty, well, you better have pinpoint command and a great defense behind you. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, that's a strike on the inside. That was up to 85 miles an hour. 1-1. Hernandez, a ball and a strike. Harris at second. Laureano at first. Two outs in the Las Vegas sixth. Romero in relief of Jake Kalish. Ready with a 1-1. Down the middle for a strike at 82. 1-2. Hernandez didn't think it was a strike. I think he thought the pitch was low. He's going to challenge it. Pitch was called a strike. Here comes the graphic. And the pitch was a strike at the bottom of the zone. So the Aviators lose that challenge. 1-2 to count. Harris takes his lead off second. The outfield not very deep for Hernandez, who can drive the ball. Laureano off first. Here's a 1-2 from Romero to Darryl Hernandez. Breaking ball low. Through a slider. Ball two. 2-2. If Hernández reaches, a very hot hitter is on deck. That's Yoel Pozo. Romero chomping on the gum. Big righty wing 55. Bends a little bit at the waist with his right arm dangling. Now he brings his hands together at the belt. Two on, two out. The 2-2 down and away with a breaking ball. 3-2 on Hernández. The runners will go on the pitch. Harris from second. Laureano from first with two outs in the top of the sixth. Las Vegas leading 5-1, trying for more. Big gap in left center for Hernández. No wind to speak of right now in Salt Lake. 3-2 stretch by Romero. The runners lead. The runners go. There's a line drive knocked down by Romero, who picks it up behind the mound and has no play. Base hit. The bases are loaded. That ball was really hit hard by Hernández. Romero got a piece of it, but it's an infield single. Ball actually hit his glove, but then it rolled a back slope of the mound onto the grass. Romero picked it up, but Hernández runs well, and the Romero wisely decided not to make the throw. So Harris goes to third. Laureano goes to second. Hernández gets his first hit of the game. He's 1-for-3 in his fourth hit of the series. Here's Pozo. Has popped out, doubled in two runs and scored in single. Has 13 hits and 24 bats in the series. Here's the pitch. He takes a strike over the outside corner. It's 0-1. Pozo faced Romero once in the second game of that doubleheader. Double to left center to drive in a run. He later scored on a home run by Butler. The proverbial table is set for Yoel Pozo. Harris at third. Laureano at second. Hernández at first. Pitch up and in. That fastball at 87. Straightening up the catcher, Anthony Mulrine. Aviators now with 10 hits, leading 5-1. Pozo with a chance to really break things open now. 1-1. Yoel hitting out that low crouch with a wide open stance. Bases loaded. The 1-1. He swung and missed at a very high pitch. Pozo likes to swing. He's a free swinger, but man, that was ball two way up there. And he tried to tomahawk it, and it cost him a strike. That pitch was near his shoulders. That's how high that thing was. It's 1-2. He did Romero a big favor. Other than 2-1, now it's 1-2. The stretch. Bases loaded, two down the pitch. He chases a low outside breaking ball and strikes out. Pozo's had nothing but good at-bats in this series until that one. No runs, two hits. No errors, three left. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Las Vegas 5 and Salt Lake 1.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Utah. Last game for the Aviators in this ballpark this year. And they've had a good series. They've won 3 out of 5, and they're leading here in the finale in the bottom of the 6-5-1. Zach Neal, only 58 pitches in 5 innings. 42 strikes delivers. Big bouncer to short. Backhanded by Hernandez. He plants and throws and gets him. One pitch, and the very fast Jordan Adams is out. 1-for-3. One out for Phillips. Anytime you get Adams out, especially leading off an inning, you've done yourself a favor. Because when he gets on base, it's almost like a double. Got 33 steals. Here is Phillips. He's fly to center, and he has walked. So Neil now has thrown 59 pitches, 43 strikes for 5 1/3 innings. The most pitches he's thrown in a game this year, 89, in a game June 13th in Las Vegas against the Reno Aces. So he could keep going conceivably for a while, although the Aviators do have some guys in the pen who could use a little work, but we'll see. It's a nice problem to have. There's a strike 0-1, sinker on the inside corner. Phillips up with David Fletcher on deck. And the off-speed pitch just under the knees. 1-1. This date in 1965, Dick Stewart, a dangerous slugger, but one of the really poor defenders at first base. He was a DH before there was a DH. Curveball in for a strike. Good pitch at 72 miles an hour. 1-2 on Phillips. Dick Stewart homered in what was at the time a major league record 23rd different ballpark when he hit one at Shea Stadium, which was only 2 years old at the time. He was playing for the Phillies. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Boy, Neil with some fancy pitching. Got ahead of Phillips with a 72-mile-an-hour curveball and tied him up on the hands with an 87-mile-an-hour fastball. That is the first strikeout for Zach Neil. Two quick outs in the sixth, and the batter, David Fletcher. Fletcher has grounded into a double play and had an infield single, then was erased on the other double play that the Aviators turned on a ground ball by Daniel Murphy. 5-1 Las Vegas, bottom of the sixth. Neil rocks and deals. Sinker, chopper to short. Right there's Hernandez. He's got it. Throws on to first base. I'll tell you what, Zach Neil, you talk about old school. He's gone six innings, barely breaking a sweat. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And at the end of six, Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 1.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Just can it. My grease it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round can to catch this grease. No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Hey, we're in the seventh inning. Las Vegas leading 5-1. The story through six, some excellent pitching by starter Zach Neil and timely hitting by the Aviators. All five of the runs have come with two outs, so they've been hitting in the clutch. Fernando Romero walked a tightrope in the sixth inning, allowed a single, a double, and a walk, but got out of the inning when he got Yoel Pozo to swing it two pitches way out of the strike zone to strike him out. Now Kyle McCann hits a chopper fouled outside first. So they want another inning out of Romero. Strike one. McCann 1-for-3 with an RBI single. The fellow who is with the Aviators on a pitching rehabilitation assignment from the Oakland Athletics, Danny Jimenez, is throwing in the Vegas bullpen. There's a changeup foul back, 0-2 on McCann. So it looks like they might pull Neil, even though, boy, Neil's pitched six innings, but his pitch count way down. He had 58 going into the sixth. He only threw, I think he's got less than 65 pitches. I'll have to look it up. But
He absolutely could keep going, but again, there's certain guys they have to use. Pitches outside, 1-2. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. And for Salt Lake, a run on 4 hits and 1 error. Kalish went 5 innings, allowed 88, well, he threw 88 pitches with 60 of them strikes. Pitch way high, 2-2. Got a few more this date historical nuggets for you. Romero, meanwhile, takes a deep breath, takes another one. The 2-2 pitch to Kyle McCann. That's low. 3-2. This date in 1978, the Yankees won their 5th straight game over the White Sox. And at the Chicago airport afterwards, Billy Martin was taking some reporters' questions about Reggie Jackson and George Steinbrenner. And he famously said, those two deserve each other. One's a born liar, the other's convicted. And those remarks would ultimately cost Billy his job as a foul ball off to the left out of play. 3-2. But it became almost a running joke in the world of sports how many times Billy Martin was fired and rehired by George Steinbrenner. But the Yankees did manage to win the World Series in 1977 and 1978. 3-2 on Kyle McCann. Romero checks with his catcher, Mulrine. Big right-hander deals. And it's low. Ball 4. Second walk allowed by Romero in an inning plus. And here's Lawrence Butler. Friends, check out the catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with host Matt Neverett on the Aviators YouTube channel. Don't miss any of the features from around the park and a look at upcoming events at the best venue in minor league baseball, Las Vegas Ballpark, bar none. That's the catch on the Aviators YouTube channel. Here's Butler, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. A couple of good plays in the outfield. He looks at a strike, 0-1. Butler hit a long 3-run home run off Romero a couple of nights ago, and don't think they've forgotten it. Number 24, Jonathan Holder, a righty's up in the Salt Lake pen. McCann at first, short lead, Walsh holds him on. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Butler takes it high, 1-1. McCann, again, a very short lead off first. The pitch. Butler takes it a little low. Ball 2. 2 balls and a strike on Lawrence Butler. Romero takes a huge breath. Deep sigh. Now he stretches. The 2-1, big swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch at 82. Butler with a big uppercut rip came away empty. Strike 2. 2-2. Butler with those bright orange batting gloves steps out. He wanted to call time to regroup a little bit. Plate umpire Jacob Metz granting him the time. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Las Vegas center fielder Lawrence Butler. 5 hits in the series. He had 3 hits yesterday. McCann off first, nobody out. The 2-2 fouled off to the left out of play. Still 2-2. On this date in 1991, reliever Rob Dibble, who had just gotten back from a 3-game suspension, was ejected for throwing at and hitting a base runner for the Cubs, Doug DiCenzo. I remember seeing the clip of that, and it was almost hard to believe. Here's the 2-2 on the way to Butler, and it's inside ball 3. 3-2. On deck, Trenton Brooks. And a numerous baseball-related birthdays today. Nomar Garcia-Para is 50 today. Boy, I feel old just thinking about that. Here's the pitch. Inside, and now that walk means that McCann goes to second. So McCann and Butler each walk on a 3-2 pitches here. 3 walks issued by Romero. The batter's Brooks, who's doubled in a run, grounded out and hit into a force play. 1-for-3. Brooks did not play the second game of that doubleheader, so he's facing Romero for the first time. Mulrine went wandering out from behind the plate with his mask on top of his head. They're obviously stalling here to give Holder more time in the bullpen. 5-1 Vegas in the 7th. Third baseman Lopez is in tight. Romero stretches and throws. Sinker and low. Ball 1, 1-0. Hall of Famer Don Drysdale, born in this day in 1936. Pee Wee Reese, born in this day in 1918, another Hall of Famer. Here's the 1-0, Brooks waiting. The stretch by Romero, and a pitch. That's a strike, 1-1. And a guy who played first base for the Las Vegas 51s about 20 years ago is 49 today. Larry Barnes. I'll never forget Larry Barnes because when the only no-hitter that's been thrown by a Las Vegas pitcher in my 23 years in Las Vegas, pitch is a little outside, 2-1. Barnes made the defensive play that sealed it. 2-1. Off second is McCann. Butler's at first. The stretch by Romero. And the pitch. Line drive to second. Caught. The throw to second. Not in time to try to double off McCann. Good play by Fletcher. Boy, Fletcher can really play second base. That was a low liner to his left. He grabbed it. Made a quick throw to Soto. But McCann, good base running by McCann. You're taught, if it's less than two outs, you freeze on a line drive. And McCann did just that. And because of that, he did not get doubled off. One out. Boy, Brooks hit that ball hard. Here's Davidson. Flat out to deep right, popped out to shallow right, and grounded out to second. The ground out was against Romero. Two on, one out of the Vegas seventh inning. Ball pull fouled outside first. Strike one, 0-1. Lindsey Gulin was a left-hander who threw that no-hitter, which was miraculous in and of itself that Gulin, by his own admission, I mean, I'm not picking on him. This is what he said afterwards. He's like, it's incredible that I even threw a complete game, let alone a no-hitter in Cashman Field where earned run averages went to die. And Gulin was not a hard thrower. His best pitch was his changeup. He threw 83, 84, 85, right in there. Pitches outside. 1-1 on Logan Davidson. And there, I believe there were runners at first and second with one out. And the batter in the ninth inning, and the batter hit a rocket that looked like it was going to go into the right field corner. Larry Barnes caught it and stomped on the bag for a game-ending double play, preserving Lindsey Gulin's no-hitter 20 years ago. Pitch is low. 2-1 now. McCann at second, Butler at first, one out. Top of the seventh inning. The Aviators leading 5-1. And they're trying for some insurance now in their last game in this ballpark in 2023. Here's the 2-1. Davidson hits a high foul off to the left out of play. 2-2. Friends, Bally Live is the home of minor league baseball. Download today to watch every game across every level for free and join in with live chats, trivia questions, and more. Watch, play, and win all season long on the Bally Live app. 2-2 on Logan Davidson. Here's the pitch. At sliders and low, 84 miles an hour. So he was 3-2 on McCann and walked him. He was 3-2 on Butler and walked him. Brooks lined out. Now he's 3-2 on Davidson with Brett Harris on deck. First and second, one out. Here's the 3-2 to Logan Davidson. Romero kicks and delivers. A called third strike on the inside corner, but right away, Davidson wants to challenge it. And we'll see. It's either strike three or ball four. We'll see what the graphic tells us. And it is ball four. Davidson was right. And the challenge is successful. So that means that Romero has walked the bases loaded. McCann to third, Butler to second, and the batter, Brett Harris. And here comes Keith Johnson. He's going to pull Romero, who walked four men in only an inning and a third. So Jonathan Holder, the right-hander, is going to come in. We have a break in the action. Top of the seventh inning, and Las Vegas leads 5-1. Bases loaded, one out. We'll return after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, right-hander Jonathan Holder becomes the third Salt Lake pitcher, relieving Fernando Romero. He comes in with the bases loaded and one out to face Brett Harris. Jonathan Holder, 6'2" righty, 232 pounds, 30 years old from Gulfport, Mississippi. Same hometown as his teammate, Jordan Adams. Holder making his second appearance in this series. On the year, he is 0-5 with a 6.58 ERA. Ground ball to short, backhanded by Soto. He goes to second for one on the first double play. And with one pitch, Holder gets Harris, who had single and double previously, to hit into an inning-ending double play. 6-4-3, and the Aviators are turned away again. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left. The Aviators have left 10 men on base. We're in the stretch half of the seventh inning. Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 1.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
We're now in the bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas leading 5-1. And unfortunately, Zach Neal is being pulled from the game. You have to, I mean, it's on paper, it's hard to understand it, but they are required to use Danny Jimenez at least for an inning because he's on big league rehab. And then the other thing is the Aviators, with a day off tomorrow, already have a lot of guys in the bullpen who could use some work. A great job by Zach Neal. Six innings, one run earned on four hits, no walks, one strikeout, 64 pitches, 47 strikes. One of his best performances of the year, no question. And Jimenez is going to face the middle of the Salt Lake order, starting with Daniel Murphy. Fastball is high, ball one at 91. Jimenez has been around a long time, been bouncing around for a while. 6'1", 180 pounds, 29 years old from San Cristobal in the Dominican. 3-4 with Oakland last year with a 3.41 ERA and 11 saves. Fastball strike at the knees, 89, 1-1. Jimenez, big lead time with the Giants and Oakland last year and this year. Coming back from an arm injury. Here's the 1-1 to Murphy, who's lined out and hit into a double play. Pitch is high, off-speed pitch, 2-1. Jimenez signed with the Toronto Blue Jays as an international free agent back in 2015. was just 21 years old when he signed. Here's the 2-1. Murphy slices one into shallow left center. It's going to plop in there for a base hit. And the batter's Jared Walsh. The Aviators, of course, know that the Salt Lake Bees are very much in this game. And they have to have Jimenez complete the inning unless he just falls apart. But we'll see. Here's Walsh. Walsh was the only mistake that Neil made when he hung a 3-2 breaking ball. Walsh had a long home run. That was it. Neil was spotless other than that. The pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Jimenez got it to Double-A with Toronto before he was chosen by the Giants in the 2019 Rule 5 draft. Pitched in the big leagues for the Giants briefly in 2020. But he went back to the Blue Jays. Big breaking ball in their first strike, 0-2 on Walsh. He cleared waivers in August of 2020, was returned to Toronto. And then going into 2021, the A's chose him in the second round of the Rule 5 draft. Here's the 0-2 to Walsh. Jimenez ready the pitch. Line drive in the center. There's another base hit, and here come the Salt Lake Bees. Over to third goes Murphy. Don't go wandering off. This game is far from over. Batter Levon Soto. Jimenez went back to Toronto, incredibly, for a third stint with them. And then he spent the 2021 season with their Triple-A team in Buffalo. Pitched well, 3-3 with an ERA just over 2, but then went back to Oakland. Signed a minor league deal with him for 2022. And they gave you his numbers. Runners at the corners, nobody out. Here's Soto, grounded out and lined out to left against Zach Neal. 6 hits for Salt Lake, and the breaking ball is high ball 1. The other problem for the Aviators, and you might look at this and say, well, wait a minute, they're ahead 5-1 in the 7th inning. What's the problem? 2 things. Number one, they have really looked terrible at the plate the last 2 innings when they've had opportunities to score. I mean, some very bad at-bats. And so they easily could have more than the 5 runs that they've had. Changeup is a strike, 1-1. And then, because of the bullpen situation and the necessity for Jimenez to get an inning in, they had to pull a guy who was cruising, Zach Neal, after only 64 pitches. 1-1 on Soto. First and third, nobody out. And the pitch from Jimenez on the way. That's a strike on the outside corner at 92 miles an hour. It's 1-2. Jimenez did start the second game of that doubleheader. That was his first appearance for the Aviators in this rehab stint. He started, gave up a run earned on 2 hits, a walk and no strikeouts. He walked Jordan Adams, gave up hits to Phillips and Fletcher for the run. And he would have given up more, but Kevin Padlo hit a line drive to McCann at first, who turned it into an inning-ending double play. So Jimenez just barely got out of that inning. Runners at the corners, nobody out. The 1-2 to Soto. Jimenez stretches, and the right-hander ready. And he delivers. Breaking ball, just low. Ball 2-2. Men is wearing number 56. First time Lopez and Jimenez have faced off. Lopez hitting 291. Pitches down and in, ball two. 2-0. Runners at the corners, one out, bottom of the seventh. Las Vegas leading 5-1. This year, before getting hurt, Jimenez got into seven games for Oakland, just 6 2/3 innings, an ERA of just over 5. Before he was hurt, he was throwing a mid-90s fastball and a big slider. There's a strike, 2-1. Also a changeup. He could overpower hitters with his fastball, but he's shown no signs of that in either one of the two innings he's thrown in this rehab stint. The problem physically for him is right shoulder, a strained right shoulder. That's why he's rehabbing. Keith Johnson coming in to say something to the plate umpire, Jacob Metz. Not sure what this discussion is about. Now, somebody from the Salt Lake dugout has just been thrown out of the game. Not sure what the commotion was. The count is 2-0 on Lopez. I'm not sure what it's all about. But I'm looking at Jacob Metz. He just pointed again to the Salt Lake dugout, pointed to somebody, and he said, I could read his lips. He said, yeah, you. So somebody's been tossed. I don't know who. Now Keith Johnson's been tossed. Keith Johnson takes his helmet off and fires it to the ground. The helmet goes spinning over near the backstop. And he's really hot. I've known Keith Johnson since he was an infielder in the Dodger organization that was 25 years ago. And I don't know that I've ever seen him this angry. Not quite sure what the beef is. But Johnson and somebody, either a player or coach or someone else from the dugout, has been tossed. Apparently, when Johnson was yelling at Metz, somehow Metz got some sort of moisture on his face. He just wiped his face off with his right hand. And now Johnson disappears into the dugout. I believe Jack Santoro will take over the managerial chores. In the inning, base hit by Murphy, base hit by Walsh, moving Murphy to third. Soto struck out. The count is 2-0 on Lopez. Yeah, Santoro's going to go coach third now. Las Vegas leads 5-1. And again, now Jimenez is going to take some warm-up tosses. Murphy at third, Walsh at first, one out. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Las Vegas leading 5-1. Again, they easily could have more runs. But they left the bases loaded in the sixth. One of the few bad at-bats that Pozo's had the last couple of weeks. He's really looked good, but not that time. Then they had the bases loaded, one out in the seventh. And Harris hit into the double play that finished the inning. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Jack Lopez on the way. And it's a swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt, strike two. It was 2-0. Then they put a strike up on the board. That might have been what the argument was about. It wasn't indicated up here to the press box in any way that I could see. But apparently they called a strike on Lopez. This is my educated guess, or semi-educated guess, from sitting up here. For a strike that made the count 2-1. That might have been what caused the ruckus. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Jack Lopez. Breaking ball, base hit to left field. Another run scores. And it's 5-2, and the Aviators are clutching now. The batter's Anthony Mulrine. What the Aviators have going for them now is that Mulrine, who is 1-for-2, is barely hitting .140 this year. But Jimenez has faced four men, and three of them have base hits. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Mulrine, who represents the tying run. It's in the dirt, ball one, 1-0. They're scrambling in the Las Vegas bullpen. And they need to use Jimenez because of the rehab business, but they also have a ball game to win. 1-0 on Mulrine. Walsh at second, Lopez at first, one out, and someone's going to start throwing very soon, I do believe. A lot of milling around down there. Here's the 1-0 stretch. Infield looking for two. Jimenez ready in his pitch. Way high. Ball two. It's 2-0. Paul Ryan officially a 152 batting average with no homers and one run batted in. Jimenez simply cannot afford to walk him. 2-0. Preston Palmeiro is on deck. Jimenez ready with a 2-0. The left-hander gets up in the Las Vegas bullpen. Fastball fouled off to the right out of play. 90-mile-an-hour pitch. It's 2-1. Kirby Snead is throwing in the Las Vegas pen. Here's the 2-1 to Mulrine. Jimenez looks at second and comes home. Breaking ball rolled foul to the third base dugout side. Strike two. 2-2. One run in, two men on, one man out. Seventh inning. Las Vegas leading 5-2 as Danny Jimenez tries to wriggle off the hook here. Mulrine waiting with a 2-2 count, slightly open stance, the bat resting on his right shoulder. Jimenez delivers. Fastball, comebacker. Jimenez juggles, throws to second for one, on to first, and they get the double play. Boy, Jimenez looked very tentative, and the ball was juggled and ended up on the webbing of his mitt. He snow-coned it, got it to Wade, and it's a 1-4-3 double play, and Jimenez has finished the inning. Salt Lake hits into its third double play of the game. One run, three hits. No errors, one left. We go to the eighth inning, Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 2.
Is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability. And for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Las Vegas Aviators fans, do you want free tickets? When you book a solar demo with Momentum Solar, you could be eligible for two free tickets to an Aviators game. If you own your home and haven't gone solar yet, Momentum Solar should be your first call. As the official solar partner of the Aviators, Momentum Solar prides itself on excellent customer service, in-house design, and permitting to ensure your rooftop solar system maximizes the sun's power and your savings for years to come. Las Vegas is one of America's most productive solar areas, and homeowners who choose Momentum Solar have saved hundreds per month on their power bills. If you want to save on your power bills, call Momentum Solar at 702-879-8970 or visit them at MomentumSolar.com/aviators. Again, that number is 702-879-8970 or visit MomentumSolar.com/aviators to submit to win two free tickets and go solar today.
All right. Greetings. We go to the eighth inning, 5-2 Las Vegas. And Jonathan Holder came in with the bases loaded and one out in relief of Fernando Romero, threw one pitch, and Brett Harris hit into a double play. So now the top of the order. Holder's going to face Tyler Wade, and Wade lines one foul outside third, strike one, 0-1. Wade is grounded out, flied out, singled in a run, and popped out. 1-for-4 facing Jonathan Holder. Holder's second appearance in the series. He appeared in the second game of the doubleheader, the game that Las Vegas won 11-1. He won an inning in the third, allowed two runs, one earned on two hits. A walk and two strikeouts. Ground ball to the hold, it's short. Soto backhands a long throw to first base, and he's safe. The throw pulled him off the bag, and it's an infield hit for Tyler Wade. Good effort by Soto. And that base hit is the second hit for Wade, and don't bet against him trying to run. Ramon Laureano has grounded out, singled and scored, also stolen base, hit by a pitch and walked. Been on base three times, 1-for-2. Wade creeping off first, about three steps off the bag. There's a swing and a miss at a pitch that was very low. Strike one, 0-1. Wade, 18 steals, have been caught just three times. The stretch. He goes. The pitch is outside. Throw to second by Mulrine on a bounce, and he's safe. Another steal for Tyler Wade, his 19th and 22 tries. Mulrein threw it, made a strong throw at the bag, but it bounced, and Fletcher grabbed it and applied the tag a little bit late. Got a replay on it here. Yeah, Fletcher had to reach up and get the ball on a bounce. By the time he slapped the tag on Wade, Tyler was in there. 1-1 on Ramon Laureano. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Darryl Hernandez on deck. 5-2 Las Vegas, top of the eighth. As they try to cash in the speedy Tyler Wade from second. Some heavy clouds drifting in now over the ballpark. Pitch in the dirt, rolls to the right of the plate. Wade going to third. The throw to third, he slides, and he is safe. I believe that'll be a wild pitch on Holder. 2-2 on Laureano. The ball only went 5 or 6 feet to the right of the plate, but Wade had a good secondary lead, and the moment he saw the ball loose, he bolted. And Mulrein's throw was a strong one, but a little bit late. The infield comes in. 2-2 on Laureano. Holder out of his stretch again. And the 2-2. A swing and a foul tip. Laureano. Now, swing and a miss. The ball, the way it deflected, it looked like a foul ball. But the ruling is he missed it. And then Mulrein went behind the plate to get the loose ball, picked it up and tagged him. A strikeout. One out. That's the first not-so-great at-bat for Laureano. First pitch was way out of the zone. Then he took a strike and ends up striking out on another pitch out of the zone. Here is Hernandez. Infield in, one out. He's 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Hernandez faced Holder once in that game a couple of days ago and struck out swinging. Walsh and Fletcher in tight on the right side. Soto and Lopez on the left side. Lopez is back behind the bag. There's a foul ball at the plate, and it's 0-2. The Aviators would dearly love to get Tyler Wade in, but Laureano struck out, and now Hernandez is behind in the count, 0-2. Holder, 39 and two-thirds innings, 46 hits, 26 walks, 55 strikeouts. Got a lot of strikeouts. Here's the 0-2 to Hernandez, the pitch. Line in the left field, a base hit for Hernandez. Wade scores on the 12th Las Vegas hit, and the Aviators lead 6-2 here in the eighth inning. Clutch hit for Hernandez. That ball would have gone through infield in or not. Hard hit ball through the hole. Hernandez gets his second hit of the game. Low fastball down the middle of the plate. Hernandez is 8th RBI. This is only his 9th game at the AAA level. So he's at first with one out. And here's Pozo. 2-for-4 with a single, a double, 2 RBIs and a run scored. Holder's pitch. High fouled off to the right of the plate. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Strike one. Pozo faced Holder once and hit a sacrifice fly to drive in a run in that game earlier in the series. Hernandez at first. One out, one run in. Las Vegas leading 6-2. They've out-hit Salt Lake 12-7 in this game to this point. Nobody throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. Sneed was throwing, and he stopped. The 0-1. Pozo grounds one down to third baseline. Fair ball grabbed by Lopez, who goes to second for one. On to first. That's a double play. Excellent play by Jack Lopez, not only to get the ball, but Lopez has a very strong arm. And he got the ball to Fletcher quickly, and then with Pozo running, it wasn't that hard to turn two. One run, two hits, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Las Vegas 6 and Salt Lake 2.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Every Tuesday, when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Welcome back. Well, a couple of innings ago, when Salt Lake was arguing and two individuals got thrown out of the game, turns out the argument, a check between innings, the argument was about the Salt Lake Bees wanted to challenge a call, and the plate umpire, Jacob Metz, for whatever reason, would not allow the challenge. And that's what got the Bees hot. Manager Keith Johnson was thrown out. The other player thrown out, left fielder Jordan Adams, best prospect on the team. Fastballs, high ball one. So Jared Oliva went into left field for Adams. The batter is Palmeiro. Oliva is on deck where Adams would have been. And now Brett Phillips will hit third in this inning. So the Danny Jimenez, they want another inning out of him. Here's the pitch now. Ground ball to wide of first. Bad hop grabbed by McCann. He'll hustle to the bag himself. Or Davidson, that is. Logan Davidson making the play on that bounding ball. That was a good pitch by Jimenez. He jammed Palmeiro, the son, by the way, of former big leaguer Rafael Palmeiro. And that ground ball to first to Davidson is unassisted. One out. Jimenez worked the seventh, allowed a run on three hits. And with one out, here's Jared Oliva taking over for Jordan Adams. Oliva, 247 in 150 at-bats. Six homers, 18 batted in. Good speed. Right-handed batter. Breaking ball is high ball one. 1-0. Oliva played right field in last night's game. Batted ninth was 0-for-3 with a walk. He's 1-for-5 in the series. He takes low. 2-0. Wind is picking up now. Blowing in from right. I told you the heavy clouds are coming in. Very dark cloud directly above the ballpark. Here's the 2-0 to Jared Oliva. Fastball foul back. Strike one. 92 mile an hour pitch. That's the fastest pitch that Jimenez has made in relief of Zach Neal. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the eighth. Las Vegas leading 6-2. Kirby Snead was throwing earlier in the bullpen. Then he sat down. Now it looks like he's throwing again. Here's the 2-1. Pitch high, 3-1. That is Snead throwing for the second time. That wind is kicking up big time. And blowing very hard, as a matter of fact. Three balls and one strike. Jimenez ready in the pitch. Strike two on the outside corner. Fastball, 3-2. And now Oliva wants to challenge that. He felt it was a ball outside, and it was called a strike. So here comes the challenge. Here's the graphic. Pitch was a ball. Ball four. So a one-out walk, and that brings up Brett Phillips, who against Neal, flied out, walked, and struck out. Las Vegas up 6-2. And again, the way the wind is blowing, and it's also, I mean, you can hear the thunder and lightning. Here comes Fran Reardon. I think that's going to be it. Jimenez, with one out, issues a walk, and he's going to be pulled. It's a pitch limit situation for Jimenez. So we got a pitching change. The wind is blowing. The ball's hit high in the air. It could be a challenge for anybody. It's like Candlestick Park out here right now. Eighth inning, Las Vegas leads 6-2. More action after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to make a difference in Las Vegas? Aaron and Jacob Taylor, the real estate guys.
Join our back-to-school supply drive and help out local schools. From now until July 30th, drop off your donations at our office at 8400 West Sahara Avenue.
Donate new school supplies like backpacks, notebooks, and pencils.
Your generosity will directly support local children in need.
Make a difference in their lives today. Visit our office at 8400 West Sahara Avenue by July 30th.
And together, we can empower Las Vegas students.
EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
There we go. Third Vegas pitcher of the game, lefty Kirby Snead. Snead has not had a good year. He's had shoulder injuries. But the last time he pitched, which was a couple of days ago, he pitched an excellent inning. Three up and three down with two strikeouts. One on, one out, bottom of the eighth, 6-2 Las Vegas. And Snead's fastball swung on a missed strike one to Brett Phillips. Phillips against Neal, fly to center, walked and struck out. So Danny Jimenez goes an inning and a third. So far, one run earned on three hits. A walk and a strikeout. The man at first, Oliva, belongs to him. Here's the pitch. Fastball, he checked his swing, and the ball went to the backstop. And he's being awarded first base. They're seeing it hit him. And the Aviators, Fran Reardon's throwing his arms out like, what are you talking about? He checked his swing. It looked like the ball hit his hand while his hand was on the bat, and that's supposed to be a foul ball, I think. But he is awarded first base. And here's Fletcher. Fletcher is a very tough out. 1-for-3 in this game, hitting right around 380 at the AAA level. Two on, one out. Snead ready. Kirby delivers. Breaking ball, foul back, strike one. Kirby Snead, 6 feet tall, 214 pounds, 28 years old from Gainesville, Florida. Went to the University of Florida out of the Toronto organization. Kirby 1-2 in 13 games for Las Vegas, a 9.58 ERA. Pitches inside 1-1, 93 miles an hour. So he's really struggled. He was here on rehab, then he became a member of the Aviators, a regular member of the rotation. Here's the 1-1 to Fletcher. And he hits a bounding ball to the bag at second. Grabbed by Wade, who steps on the bag for one. Throws to first for a double play. And Snead emphatically pounding his fist into his glove, applauding. A 4-3 double play to finish the inning. That's four double plays turned by the Aviators in this game. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. We head to the ninth inning. Las Vegas 6, Salt Lake 2.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Okay, Vegas, time to sell your house fast and get the most cash. The real estate market is heated up again, and here's your chance to take advantage and get top dollar.
We buy all types of properties in 5 days or less. We give cash advances within 24 hours and do all repairs if needed to get you, the seller, the most money possible.
And for traditional sales, we have an amazing market marketing team in our corner.
Call today and get an instant evaluation of your home.
Imagine selling your home with the number one team in Nevada, getting top dollar and having an incredible experience. That's what you get with us, the Real Estate Guys.
Our systems are exclusive to our team, and we have helped thousands of families over the last 28 years.
So call the Real Estate Guys today. 702-310-6683. eXp Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the Real Estate Guy.
Francis, Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union, offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. Ninth inning, 6-2 Las Vegas. Jonathan Holder's been in there for an inning and two-thirds, giving up a run so far in two hits. And Kyle McCann leads off and looks at a strike, and it's 0-1. So Salt Lake has turned double plays in the seventh and eighth inning, and the Aviators have turned six double plays combined for these two teams. Here's the 0-1 to McCann. Kyle takes that one high and in, letter high pitch. 1-1. McCann 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a walk. After McCann, who's batting fifth, it's Lawrence Butler and Trenton Brooks, all left-handed batters. Logan Davidson due up fourth. The pitch is a strike, breaking ball, 1-2 now. So we'll give you the numbers on Danny Jimenez, an inning and a third. Allowed one run earned on three hits, one walk, one strikeout, 6,902. The paid attendance here. Ball and two strikes on Kyle McCann. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the ninth. And Jonathan Holder's pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on a tap foul to the backstop. Still 1-2. Mentioned the Aviators' next homestand. Six games beginning Tuesday at Las Vegas Ballpark against Sugar Land. Then they'll be off to Albuquerque. That's their next road trip. Here's the 1-2. McCann takes low. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. The opener on Tuesday, Kyle Muller. One win and three defeats will pitch for Las Vegas against the Astros AAA affiliate. The Artists, formerly known as the Sugar Land Skeeters, now the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Fastball outside, 3-2 on McCann. Nobody is throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen, so it could be that they're going to want Snead to try to finish the game. Here's the 3-2. McCann takes it a little bit outside. Ball four. They're going to challenge it. It'll either be ball four, which is what the decision of home plate umpire Jacob Metz was, or it'll be strike three. McCann's already at first base. Here's the challenge, and it's a ball, so they lose that challenge. It is, in fact, a walk to McCann. And how convenient. He's already at first base. Or Holder, first man he's walked since he came in. Second time McCann has walked today. And here is Butler, 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. The pitch from Holder. Breaking ball, a little fly ball in the center. That's where Phillips is, and he makes the catch. The wind has died down in the last 2 or 3 minutes. So it wasn't that difficult for Phillips to track that one. One out. Butler 1-for-4, and here's Trenton Brooks, who has doubled in a run, grounded out, hit into a force play, and lined out hard to the second baseman, Fletcher. So the Aviators have out-hit the Bees 12-7, and they lead 6-2 in the game as they try to get 4 wins out of 6 in the series. Brooks gets a first-pitch fastball, fouls it back, strike one. If the Aviators hang on, they will balance the books in two ways. Number one, their season series with Salt Lake would be tied 9-up and 9-down if they hang on and win. And again, the all-time series, I mentioned this earlier, it's pretty amazing. Ballpark opened in 1994, so in 29 years, the Aviators would be 229 wins and 229 losses against Salt Lake all time. This foul back, 0-2. And in this ballpark, they're way under 500. They're way over 500 in Las Vegas playing Salt Lake. But overall, they're just about dead even. Again, if they win this game, it'll be dead even, 229 to 229. 0-2 on Trenton Brooks. McCann at first, one out. Logan Davidson on deck. The right-hander Holder
Stretches now. Short lead at first for McCann. High foul off to the left out of play. Still 0-2 on Trenton Brooks. Six runs, a dozen hits, no errors for the Las Vegas Aviators. Bees with two runs, seven hits, and one error. The look here, the 0-2 to Trenton Brooks. Ground ball to second. Fletcher's got it, goes to second. That's one. On to first. That's two. Third double play turned by Salt Lake. And the seventh double play combined for these two teams tonight. I don't think I've seen that, not this year. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Las Vegas 6, Salt Lake 2.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
We're in the bottom of the ninth inning, a 6-2 lead for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, and they do want Kirby Snead to try to finish it. This is Kirby's third appearance in the series. He worked a third of an inning in the 11-8 game on Tuesday. Well, no runs on a hit, a walk, and no strikeouts. Then he threw that perfect inning two nights ago in the Bees 3-1 win. Daniel Murphy's going to lead off. Murphy popped up against Snead 48 hours ago and is going to face him again. In that game, Snead also struck out Jared Walsh and Jack Lopez. Fastball up and in, ball one at 90. One ball and no strikes. Murphy, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Here's Snead's pitch, lefty on lefty. And that's a good knee-high fastball for a strike, 91 miles an hour. Snead went to Santa Fe High School in his hometown of Alachua, Florida. He was undrafted at a high school, went to University of Florida. Had good numbers there. In his final season with the Gators, he made an NCAA leading 41 relief appearances. 3-1 with a 2.78 ERA. There's a little tapper up the third baseline, foul. It's along the line, and it just goes foul. Good play by Kyle McCann. That ball started off foul by a couple of inches, but it was trickling a little bit toward the chalk. So McCann just swatted it with his glove to make sure it didn't go fair. Otherwise, it would have been a base hit for Murphy. 6-2 Vegas in the bottom of the ninth inning now. The Toronto drafted Snead in the 10th round of the 2016 draft. Reached AAA with Buffalo in 2021. It was excellent. ERA of 2. Then he got called up. Here's the 1-2 to Murphy. Breaking ball. Fouled in the air. Outside third and back into the lower level of seating. 1-2 still. Snead made his big league debut. It's almost exactly 2 years ago. July 28th of 2021 against the Red Sox. He retired the only two men he faced. Finished the year with a 2.35 ERA. Swing and a miss. Fastball riding in on Murphy, tied him up. Strike three. Snead gets his first strikeout. And Walsh, who was homered and singled, is up now. 2-for-3. The home run was against Zach Neal. The single was against Danny Jimenez. But in March of last year, Toronto traded Snead, Gunnar Hoglund, infielder Kevin Smith, and pitcher Zach Lowe to Oakland for Matt Chapman. Here's Walsh. Breaking ball. Hit down the left field line, slicing foul into the Aviators bullpen. Strike one on one. Chase Cohen went after that one, but it'll be Trenton Brooks to come over and pick it up. Here's the strike one to Walsh. And a pitch. Slider inside. It's one ball and one strike. Snead ended up making 46 appearances for Oakland last year. He pitched for Vegas for a while, too. He was 1-1 with a 5.84 ERA in just under 45 innings, 35 strikeouts. Pitch foul back out of play, 1-2, fastball, boring in on his hands. This year, in March, he was put on the 60-day injured list with a strained throwing shoulder that caused him to miss a month of spring training. He was activated from the injured list on June 30th, and here he is with the Aviators. The 1-2 to Walsh. Breaking ball down and away. Grabbed by McCann on the forehand side. Ball two. 2-2. Levon Soto is on deck. Snead struck out Walsh looking when he faced him two nights ago. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Roll foul behind the plate toward the first base on deck circle where Levon Soto does a little fancy footwork to grab that ball. 2-2. One thing that they're really hoping for, a good second half out of Snead, who has issued more walks than strikeouts. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball to second. To his right is Wade. He grabs it, plants his feet, and throws him out. Two down. What's encouraging is that in this series, Snead has pitched better than he's pitched at any point this year. And he needs one out to finish this game. The batter, Jack Lopez. Lopez is grounded to first, lined out to left. Those at bats were against the starter, Zach Neal. Then he struck out facing Danny Jimenez on a breaking ball. And two nights ago, Lopez struck out swinging facing Snead. Here's the pitch. Kirby delivers. Fastball's high ball one, 1-0. Soto got a base hit off Snead earlier in the series. Here's the 1-0 pitch to him. That's a strike of the knees, 1-1. One ball and one strike on Levon Soto. Here's the stretch. Snead throws. Sinking fastball in there for a strike. It's 1-2, 92 miles an hour. Good pitch. And it's match point. The bearded Kirby Snead needs one strike. Wearing number 57, he toes the rubber with the left foot. And Soto just getting settled back in the box. If he reaches Jack Lopez, he'll be next. 1-2. The look. Snead set. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Levon Soto. Breaking ball down and away. Ball two. 2-2. It's been Neal, rehabbing Danny Jimenez, and Kirby Snead. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Strike three called. They do want to challenge it. Soto felt the pitch was inside. If they lose the challenge, the game is over. Everybody's staring at the board on the graphic. And apparently, that's a ball. Barely. I mean, you can't cut it any closer. So Salt Lake still has a pulse. The count is 3-2 on Soto. Plate umpire Jacob Metz called it a strike, and it was very close, about as close as you can get, but it's ball three. Snead set the 3-2 to Levon Soto. Fastball fouled in the air to the left out of play. Challenge him with that fastball. Still 3-2. The one thing about the Aviators, the reason they're under 500, the single biggest reason, they are near the bottom, not at the bottom, but near the bottom of the league in terms of team pitching. 3-2 pitch grounded foul at the first base side. But some of the guys who'd struggled in the first half have looked markedly better lately. Chase Cohen, Adrian Martinez, Francisco Perez, Billy Sullivan, just to name a few. There's a high foul outside first. Davidson angling over, but he's out of room. It's about four rows in beyond the first base dugout. And Snead would like to add his name to that list. 3-2 on Levon Soto. Snead set again with a new ball. Lefty on lefty. Soto waits the pitch. Breaking ball. Fly ball to center. That's where Butler is. Lawrence looking up into the Salt Lake nighttime. Squeezes it. The Aviators win the game 6-2, and they win another road series. They won 5 out of 6 in El Paso, and now they win 4 out of 6 in a place that has been historically very tough for them to win. Aviators win it 6-2. I'll be back with the totals after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Their limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Steiners, the Nevada-style pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming the Steiners Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiners, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiners, I love this place.
All right, welcome back. All right, the Aviators win this game 6-2, and they gain 4-2 victory in this 6-game series in Salt Lake. And for the Aviators, they're now within one win of getting to 500 on the season. They're 47-48, and their second half record is 13-8. Las Vegas, 6 runs, 12 hits, no errors, leaving 10 men on base. Salt Lake's now 46-49 for the year, and 9-12 in the second half. They end up with 2 runs on 7 hits and 1 error, and they left 4 men on base. Teams combined to turn 7 double plays, 4 for the Aviators, 3 for Salt Lake. The winner, Zach Neal, with 6 strong innings, improves to 5-0. The loss to Jake Kalish of Salt Lake, he is 4-7, and the only home run was hit by Salt Lake first baseman Jared Walsh. He hit one in the second inning, a solo home run, the only mistake that Neal made in his 6 innings of work. A crowd of 6,902 paid to see it, 2 hours, 44 minutes on the time. And on the post-game show, we'll do a brief recap. They're going to have fireworks going off here, so we'll make it rapid, and we'll get you updated on the scores. The post-game show coming up right around the corner.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability. And for the first time ever, 7-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Steiners, the Nevada-style pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming the Steiners Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiners, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiners, I love this place.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Okay, Vegas, time to sell your house fast and get the most cash. The real estate market is heated up again, and here's your chance to take advantage and get top dollar.
We buy all types of properties in 5 days or less. We give cash advances within 24 hours and do all repairs if needed to get you, the seller, the most money possible.
And for traditional sales, we have an amazing marketing team in our corner.
Call today and get an instant evaluation of your home.
Imagine selling your home with the number one team in Nevada, getting top dollar and having an incredible experience. That's what you get with us, the real estate guys.
Our systems are exclusive to our team, and we have helped thousands of families over the last 28 years.
So call the real estate guys today. 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, welcome back, friends. All righty. Well, this one, it was 0-0 into the second. Each team got a run in the second. It was 1-1 after two. But the Aviators took the lead for good with three runs in the third, and they led 4-1. They got another run on the fourth and another in the eighth. The Aviators were led on offense by Tyler Wade, who had two hits, a stolen base, and a run scored. Ramon Laureano, who was on base three times, stole a base and scored a run, going 1-for-3 overall. Daryl Hernandez, two hits. Yoel Pozo, two more hits. Kyle McCann had an RBI base hit. Lawrence Butler, a single, a walk, and a run scored. RBI double by Trenton Brooks. And the number nine hitter, Brett Harris, singled and doubled and got his first triple-A stolen base of his career. But the story was Las Vegas pitching. Zach Neal, six strong innings. The rehabbing Danny Jimenez and Kirby Snead combined into the last three innings to give up a run on three hits, and that's it. And Snead, again, this is his best series of the year, and they're really hoping he can finish strong. The Aviators pitched better in this series than they have in just about any series. They've won other series by outslugging teams. But the only time throughout this entire series where they didn't pitch especially well, ironically enough, was the game that they won in game one of the series on Tuesday when they allowed eight runs but won the game 11-8. Other than that game, they only allowed two runs tonight. And then two nights ago when the Bees won, the Bees scored only three runs. And the B scored one run in the 11-1 loss, one run in the 5-1 loss, and in the one game that they won, the first game of the doubleheader, they got five runs to come from behind and win that. But overall, good Vegas pitching, good Vegas defense in this game, in this series, in this six-game series to carry them to a 4-2 win in the series. They'll fly back to Las Vegas tomorrow, and I'll be back after this with the scores right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find the Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruLasVegas.com.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with fare.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
All right, welcome back. The scoreboard now, everything's over in the PCL. Sacramento, a home victory over Tacoma, 5-4 in Sacramento. As Albuquerque defeated Sugar Land 6-1. Oklahoma City Dodgers over El Paso. It was a 5-3 final. And at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Reno defeated the Round Rock Express by a final score of 3-1. Major Leagues, Detroit beat San Diego 3-1. Washington over the Giants 6-1. The Yankees over Kansas City 8-5. Reds beat Arizona 7-3. Baltimore defeated Tampa 5-3. In 10 innings, Phillies beat Cleveland 8-5. Also in 10, the Marlins over the Rockies 3-2. In 12 innings, Minnesota beat the White Sox 5-4. Atlanta topped the Brewers 4-2. The Cubs beat the Cardinals 7-2. Texas over the Dodgers 8-4. The Astros edged Oakland 3-2. It was the Angels 7, the Pirates 5. Toronto defeated Seattle 4-3. And the Red Sox were 6-1 winners over the New York Mets. I'll be back with a little bit more to wrap things up from Salt Lake after this.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Just can't it. My grease it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big brown can to catch this grease. No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, welcome back. They just started shooting off the fireworks here, celebrating Pioneer Day. And the Aviators will have a day off tomorrow. They will fly back to Las Vegas tomorrow, enjoy a day off. And then they'll have a next homestand coming up this Tuesday against the Houston Astros AAA affiliate, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. 7:05 first pitch, and we'll have a 6:50 pregame show here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Game also will be televised on local cable TV, Channel 14, Cox Your View, with myself and Matt Neverett, and we hope you will join us for that one. Want to give thanks to my excellent studio producer, Chris Chapman, for his help tonight. Thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in this evening. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. Until Tuesday, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Salt Lake City, where tonight the Las Vegas Aviators defeated the Salt Lake Bees 6-2. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
whether it's the Aces or the Raiders, those are both transplanted franchises. So the Vegas Golden Knights are the pride of the city, and that was just such a fabulous thing. And, you know, it's hard for a bookmaker in Las Vegas to say that, Greg, because we took a beating. You know, everybody knows that we got crushed on futures during the Stanley Cup playoff rounds. You know, they just continued to win. They beat the top dog, Edmonton. Everybody was riding Edmonton going into that series. But then you started to see a lot of Vegas Golden Knight money come in as they started to win the games. So the Raider landscape and the NFL landscape, you're always going to have enough handle on these games because there's so many different opinions that you could actually overcome a large deficit. Whereas the Vegas Golden Knights, it's going to be 90% of the money on them, Greg, and it's very hard to overcome because once they get hot in momentum, they definitely become a major attraction. And you make a great point. The Raiders are not established just yet as the Vegas Golden Knights, and you see the Aces are just there. They're a superstar team in that league, and it's like a team of all-stars, basically. So they're just so hard and difficult to stop. But, you know, same owner, if I'm not correct, as the Raiders, he's definitely going to build, you know, a mold in his father. You know, definitely Davis family is synonymous with the NFL. They will definitely produce a winner, but it's a lot harder in the NFL because certain players and certain restrictions and contracts that you bring from the Oakland area now to Las Vegas, you have to overcome that first, and then you have to find your winning stride. You know, I don't know what they did with Mr. Carr. I thought Carr was a fabulous team player, definitely heart and soul of this city and embraced this city, and they kind of did him a little silly. So it's going to be hard to, you know, get the Raiders into Super Bowl contention if they don't have stability at the quarterback and running back position.